Oh my God. I got it all cut today. Why waste a haircut, you know? With a hat. Why cover it up with a hat? So just wear it. Anyway, welcome. I got my Take Me to the Lake mug in honor of April. Congrats to everybody who snagged one of these when they were available. April used to have a mug just like this. Take Me to the Lake. Beautiful crafted mug. You just say crafted. Everything's crafted. What does that even mean? Anyway, welcome to the program. It's going to be I owe you a 4 hours you're never going to get from last night. My power went out around 7:30 p.m. Didn't come on till the wee hours of the morning. Thank God it was evening because it was brutal enough, the heat. But imagine, you know, in the like afternoon hours. I'm going to have to get a generator or some sort of... What do you think is cheaper, a generator or just a day laborer when the power goes out? Hear me out. Hear me out on this. The power goes out. The power goes out, and you drive down to the Home Depot, and instead of buying a generator like all the other idiots, you hire every fucking Mexican in the parking lot, and you get like, I don't know. You go in there and buy sheets of the thinnest, like, quarter inch, eighth inch. I don't know if they have balsa wood. I don't know what they got. They let you make 3 or 4 cuts for free. You get every Mexican to get a big sheet of, you know, wood and bring them home to fan your family and pay them. And here's the thing. You don't even pay them well. They're going to be happy to be out of the sun. They're going to be happy to be inside of a house that has shade and the bare holdings on of air conditioning, you know? So, look, man, you can think that's racist or whatever. I think it's benevolent, and I think it's kind. I think that's giving back. I think that's a way to really express yourself to the community and stuff. Anyway, look, welcome to the show. I owe Moody an apology. I was very moody with him earlier via email and text. I'm overwhelmed, man. And I just get a lot of... Moody happened to be the latest one of the people to send me this, but it's like I get... I'm not even exaggerating. 50 a day, this email, where the subject's like, oh my God. And, you know, it's just a YouTube link. I'm lucky if it says something like, you gotta see this one, or, oh my God, this is hilarious, or, you won't believe what happened now. And it's like, I cannot click all those. I can't. Much less hold on to them and categorize them. Here's when I want them. I want them during the show when I ask for them. That helps me find stuff sometimes. But other than that, like, get on the Discord. Discord.gg/NLO and put it in the clip in the suggestions channel. Or I'm never going to find it. And it's not even like... I don't believe any apologies from him. They're always traps. Yeah, I know. I was having a very bad day. I'm having a very rough... I'm having a rocky time. Anyway, you know, I got a big event coming up this weekend, and, you know, I got a lot to prep. And the haircut is the least of my troubles. The dog was getting groomed, and we like to get our haircuts on the same day. And the haircutress, what do you call them? Groomstress? Cosmopolitan? Anyway, that lady, she got COVID. And then I like laughed and said, good one. And she's like, no, really. And I'm like, I don't care. Like, lick my dog with your COVID. I don't really care. I don't like what my dog's not going to get COVID. And then they said everybody in the salon, what do you call it? Dogville? What do you call these places? Everybody in there had COVID, like all four employees. So they had like one lady grooming and she doesn't know how to handle a dog of my caliber and breed, clearly. And I gave her a tip, but I didn't want to, if you know what I mean. Took her 3 hours to like barely trim my dog's ears and give her a bath. Oh God, take me to the lake. Oh my God. Anyway, welcome to the show and whatever it's going to be. I see a lot of people making predictions. We're 100% going to check in with the deal guy again. You're nuts. You're nuts if you think we're not checking in with the deal guy. I see people saying, shut up about your damn dog. Look, she's in the wedding. Anyway, the point is we're doing it. We're having it. We're so happy you could be here. Long Island Sound, member for 5 months. Good evening, Hunchback. Nice haircut, by the way. It's not. This is a fantastic sham. PAA Podcast, thanks to the Nevada Power God stopping my show soon to save power for you. Yeah, I let Tukey go for about 2 hours.
Hacka, hacka!
So wrap it up.
Whoa!
Wrap it up. Brian Landon says, hey man, can I get some podcasting advice? Dear God. One thing at a time. I already have a 9-paragraph long email from you to read. Backed up in my inbox. Can I get one thing at a time? By the way, oh fuck. It's not even playing. This is going great for me. This is a great night for me. And by the way, Brian Landon, I think you just want Doom's job. Isn't that the gist of it? Brian Landon wants Doom's job, I think. And he wants to charge me $250 a video. And I can answer that live on air. Sorry. Was that lost in translation? How much money do you think I make? You guys see like one $1,000 thing come in and lose your fucking mind. I don't got it like that. I don't got it like that. So a $250 a clip, you're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. I haven't even paid Doom a dime yet. I haven't paid Doom a dime. He wants you to do it over the Cash App, which I find disgusting. And I don't use it. And I won't touch it. I have $312 on there. And that belongs to Deletheon Growth or the Fed. One or the other. I haven't yet decided. Oh my God, I'm drinking coffee. It was not a good decision this late. Brian Landon, you're far too professional for this program. That's what I've known about. Brian Landon, by the way, is the guy who made this.
Hot Pockets.
I mean, that's excellent. That's fantastic. This guy's clearly a pro. I met him at Hackamania. The guy's great. He clearly does amazing work. I'm not saying he's not worth $250. I'm saying, you know, I don't know what I'm saying. I think what I'm saying is this is a $3 super tip, and you followed that up with a $1.99 super chat. So that's the kind of money I'm working with. That's the kind of budget I'm working with. Don't be distracted by the Moody put sparkles on the $1,000 super tips. That's a once in a lifetime thing. That's a once in a lifetime thing. We even Anonymous ran out of money. You know, everyone's out of money. Speak of the devil, tonight TP, Jason Bentley. Remember this guy? Dead. To me. Somebody said the other day, like, Jason Bentley turned on Melton. I'm like, I'm pretty sure he didn't. I'm pretty sure Bentley just wants me to make fun of Chad. He's not as into the steel toe stuff, and that's pretty much all we've been doing lately, because steel toe's life is dismantling in front of us. And that's just what has to happen. Chad will always be an idiot. We'll always be able to go back to that tree for evergreen fruit, if you will. Thank you to all these people, by the way. We couldn't do it without you. You know what I mean? Chugga, 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 chugga.
Again!
Anyway, that's the deal. You start making fun of Chad, Bentley comes out. It's like cooking bacon in the other room. Bentley will wander over. Hi. I thought y'all was making apples in here. Y'all got bacon? That's my best Bentley. Hi. Y'all got... Hi. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hi. Y'all got bacon in there? Is that getting that? There's no more bacon in there. And then you find out there is no bacon in your sandwich, and then you lose your mind. And then you lose your mind. Brian asked, remember, for 10 months, is it? What am I doing with my life? Well, it's not like you're, like, just here nonstop watching videos. Let's not pretend like it's just, you know, endless loops of vids. Nodak, remember, for 13 months, what is Brian S. doing with his life? That's a callback. Something Chad's never written. Kip Smith, member for 14 months. You got the John DiCaprio cut. Imagine saying, give me the win by two. LOL. Oh, my God. Is that true? I honestly don't know. That was just a joke the other day when I was... I just knew it would sound funny. And by the way, you know, he does kind of look like that. But I look like a big fat, you know, loser. So, you know, everybody's got him. I don't care. But no, I don't even know what haircut John DiCaprio has. What does he have? Is it something bad? Leave him alone. Let the man podcast. I know all these guys. I know why John DiCaprio and his little handicap henchman. What's his name? He's got the weird soft weekly. What is? Someone's gonna have to explain that to me. I like those guys, and they're very funny, and you know, I don't know if they're very funny. I shouldn't just say that stuff. But anyway, one of them's an alcoholic, and the other one also drinks. Anyway, I get it. They were the first ones to, like, be onto the steel toe thing, and then I came along, and it's what made me famous. It's what put me on the Walk of Fame and bought me tickets to the lake. And, you know, they get a little butthurt. I see it. I'm not mad. I get it. But I try to give them shout-outs whenever I can. And I've always given them credit for being early adopters of steel toe hate. But, you know, some people aren't, you know, they're not set emotionally, and they can't let it go. And then they have to do things like get bad haircuts. I don't even know. Anyway. Come on. Brian Landon, thank you for laughing at my pain. I really do appreciate that. Seize the day. Nice. I'm not a terrorist. I'm not a Fed. Haircut. Thank you. It's unassuming and unoffensive, and that's what I go for. I like to shoot straight down the middle so people don't know where I land until you see my tats. You can't even find somebody to remove a swastika tattoo these days. They get really like, get out of my shop. They get really bent out of shape. And it's like, if someone wants you to remove a swastika tattoo, you know. Actually, aren't you, if you won't remove a swastika tattoo, aren't you an anti-Semite? When you think about it, what is all this incoherent rambling? It's called NLO. It's called Nobody Likes the Onion program. Are you retarded? Are you dumb? Are you new here? Or are you one of the idiots who listens to Aaron and you're like, all they do is cover steel toe 24/7? We don't. I scream a lot about the power being out in my dog. I do a lot of high rambling. So shut the fuck up. Eat my asshole. I don't need this. I don't need this. The show's never been doing better. The show's never been doing better. We're making more money and we have more listeners than ever. I might take the day off. I might take the week off. The weather's nice. Might take the kids out to the lake. Might go out on the picnic table boat. I might not do a show tomorrow. Do you think if we hit enough goals tonight, we can not do a show tomorrow or Friday and Melton could just go to the lake with the kids? All five of my children just frolicking on the lake. Sasha, Malia, Timon, Pumbaa, Jacob. Running along the shore, kicking sand into each other's dicks. They all have dicks now. It's very popular, even amongst the girls. Even amongst the girls. Anyway, thank you for being here tonight. I don't know what I'm rambling about either, but hopefully we drive the losers away and get it popping. And look, you know, in honor of Moody, we're going to play the videos he sent me today. But look, in the future, it'd be great if you could write a description out in the subject line. Because even then, if I can throw them in a folder to look at later, like, it makes sense. They're literally every one of them. Like, oh my God, is the subject, or you got to see this. Or check out Chad. And it's just, and again, they're all the whole body of the emails, just a link. So, like, if you do it on the Discord, I get a thumbnail and a description. It's so nice. It never gets lost or anything. But I don't know. What do I know? And we do have to watch Moody, but oh my God, who's this new guy? This Paul Wall Clipper guy? Real time video. What is it? Hollywood Video? Is that his name? Now look, I don't know if he's the best Clipper. It's prophesized there will be one. And I don't know if he's him. But this Paul Wall real-time video man Clipper has started doing what I've been asking for forever. I almost feel like he's talking to me. He's got these clips that say, you wanted it, you got it. How long can you last? And I can last, baby. I can last. So, I'm into it. He's making these clips. They're 40 minutes long. You wanted to know how much begging this guy does? This Aaron Imholt in a show. Go check out Real Media Player. He's got a whopping 50 subs. I got the internet going nuts. He doesn't. This is definitely a lonely teen. But we're on board. Go give him a sub. Look, I'm not even subbed. What kind of a nasty hypocrite am I? I listened to this driving around today. It was so funny. I mean, watching this guy squirm, and then it looks like he's put up a new one 2 hours ago. Oh, no. So we do have to watch that. And we do have to play Anonymous's clip again. I do apologize. We didn't have our audio popping when this hit before.
You look like Clark Kent with that hairdo, you fucking hunchback.
Come on. I got to be nice looking. I gotta be pretty.
Wow. Oh, wow. Nice haircut, Patrick. Anyway, only $200 until we hit the goal. Come on, boys and girls.
I also heard Aaron, people are messaging me like, Aaron said he wants super tips, Patrick. Get him going. Hook him up. It's like, Aaron's got to do something he's not prepared to do. Be a big boy and reach out. I don't show up at your house and go like, I heard you say on your podcast, you're ready to go. If he wants it, he can have it. Reach out. He's gotta pull up his pants, run his business, and reach out. When I want to do something, when I want to book something or use a service, I have to go on the website and sign up. You don't just go, yeah, tell Patrick, get it going. So he's welcome to use it, but like everyone else, he does have to go. You know, I don't take his show seriously. He's a liar. If you haven't heard. So he's got to say. Thank you for whatever the fuck this means. Nobody likes only own. I can't. Seeds a day. Rakay the 27K views. Movie 4.2K views. Just saying. Wow, Rakay is really popular. Brian Landon. I don't want Doom's job. Just trying to help. After a little threat from you, he started producing and being smart. Yeah, I have two more Matt poster videos I have to release, and I'm trying to wait for the other one to hit 500 views. And I got to pay this guy for these videos. I got to pay this guy for this stuff. Where's the new videos, Doom? Where's the new... And you want to be my video guy? We're gonna be taking applications for a new man. We're gonna put this guy out on the street. Doom's gonna be poor when I finish with him. You'll lose everything you have, you piece of shit. You'll be crawling back to me, begging for the pittance I'm throwing you. You piece of shit. You piece of shit. I literally only sent you two and you only posted one. So now you're saying I'm a Pat poster. I think there's two more. I think you're full of shit. We'll look. We'll prove you right. We'll prove you wrong. And if I'm wrong, I'll apologize. But if I'm right, there won't be any consequences. And by the way, we got monetized, so you get a bonus as per our agreement. You piece of shit.
I am a side chick. I have existed from time immemorial. In ancient times, I was a prostitute. In biblical times, a concubine, otherwise known as a mistress. The other woman. She that never came home. In all centuries, I have lived on the sidelines, pandering to the sexual needs of wayward husbands. Though I live in obscurity, I am a legend of all time. I am the sword of Damocles hanging over every marriage.
Cool. Do you rent for June?
Please come home.
Do you think he's still asking you to come home? Come home. Come home. Who's Flib? We got a new guy named Flib. By the way, I shouldn't talk shit. I'm too high. I shouldn't be talking shit. But we onboarded. No, I shouldn't. I just shouldn't talk shit. Oh, WATP is going to start using Super Tip soon. And if you go to supertip.gg/WATP, Jesus Christ, the voices. I don't know who most of these people are. Balin Dupree? Is this good? Oh, they won't play on desktop, right? Or will they? Oh, hold on.
That wiener, tap that rotisserie chicken, and I don't know, penis. I have a penis.
And then there's Carl. Does this sound like Carl?
Originally, we were going to be called the ISO Dopes, but there was a typo, and the rest is history.
So I don't know if that's a good Carl. And then there's all his other people. Patrick Michael, I think, has one now. He's going to be happy. Isn't Patrick Michael always in our chat? Is this the same guy?
You guys want to see me quit podcasting? And that's fine, but I'm the only real person you'll ever see.
I guess this is a guy who, like, can't... He's like Josh Denny. He can't figure out what podcast he wants to do. Tom Myers.
Trump was convicted of 34 felonies, but that won't stop Republicans for voting for him in November.
The one I'm excited about... that I think is pretty good is Opie. He's got Opie.
My career is going fantastic. I've never been more successful and I'm looking forward to seeing what I do next. Please stop asking me about Anthony.
I think Opie is going to be great. We got Lucy Tightbox.
Finally, there's now a way for me to interrupt these men for once. Use my voice. Make these men listen.
Blind Mike.
I just want everyone to come together, look at this guy, and take this moment in. This beats any sort of zoo. You couldn't pay to see a guy like this at an exhibit.
So I don't know who most of these people are. Chili DeCastro.
This dumb pig doesn't understand my constitutional rights. He doesn't realize that I'm a constitutional law scholar.
John Saracen. Danny.
I could have stayed in the rat race with you losers working for a boss, but instead I started my own company and gave myself a 2,000% raise.
Producer Chris.
Hey, look, the more the attention's on John, the less it is on me. I'm just trying to keep things that way.
Trucker and Anthony?
You know, it might, you know, look like we're judging others, but, you know, the real apology tour is this show. I must have done something in a past life or cut off a sorcerer in traffic or something. So I hope you forgive me. And if you don't, well, okay, I'll have to accept that.
Anyway, I'm excited about it. That'll be Carl. He's going to start doing like a, he's not going to incorporate those into the main podcast. I think he's going to do them like these bonus shows for members where he does like Q&As and stuff. Anyway, I'm excited when people use it. I don't know who most of those people are, but that's the beauty of it. Like, you know, ideally most shows aren't going to have that many and most shows won't have overlapping voices too much unless they make a ton of sense.
Stop talking about me. Cease and desist immediately. I swear if you say another word.
Aaron says, what happened to April could happen to you as well, Melton.
What happened to April could happen to you, Melton. What? What? I escaped the clutches of an abusing husband? Doubt. Doubt it. What could happen to me? I get arrested in a house with cocaine, guns, and children? Children sucking on guns full of cocaine? What could happen to me? What could happen to me? Please. Please. Anyway, this guy's got the internet going nuts, I guess, is what he said.
Please help, Patrick. This show is killing me. I need a job worse than Gino.
Outrageous. Outrageous. Hit the like button. We're doing it. We're having it. And pour one out for Bentley. We're doing it. We wish you well. Imagine having 50 subscribers and going, I got the internet going nuts. It's like the internet doesn't know who you are. Real video time. By the way, he's gained 8 subscribers since we've been talking about him. So where do I get my bonus for bumping you up 20%? Eh? Where do I get my kickback, you clipping, you bitch clipping bitches? You clipping, you clitches? Anyway, this is Don't Adjust Your Sets. Movies Forgotten, how is this show works again?
Hold on. He's not here yet. Well, shit. He's been talking to that girly. You know what it is? I gave him his raise payment yesterday.
Is this me or am I on 2X? No. This is the bitch clip?
He's doing that Sean Kemp thing where you get paid and then you just go, fuck it. I need him today, though. I need everybody today. I got my shit pushed in last night. Not literally. But we took an embarrassing L last night. Oh, boy.
See, like, I like when he thinks he doesn't make money. He's like, oh, I need everybody today. All hands on deck for earning. Johnny, please get in here. Guys, we didn't make our goal last night. We need Johnny.
People talk shit. There's like 9,000 channels to talk shit about. I mean that. Whatever. I mean, you need notoriety, you know, you need the money, you need whatever. I get it. I don't fault you for that. The only L that I take is the old financial L when we get fucking wrecked when it comes to the goal. We missed by, we started at like 250 yesterday. We ended at 120 away. We took a $120 L last night. Oh! Three or four of those, well, 5 or 6 of those in a month, and, oh, wipes out any of that old black ink, that's for sure. But, hey, we got a chance to redeem ourselves. We got a full one this morning. If you want to help out, great. I would love that. You want to throw us a couple of bucks? Streamlabs, PayPal, and Venmo work the best. They take the smallest cut. But if it's easiest to do YouTube or Rumble, hey, I'm down with that too. And you know, normal offer applies. Whichever show knocks out their goal and the goal from the show before, whatever we came up short, they get the extra overtime. So
I didn't spend enough time on this the other night. He does this thing where he's like, the night audience hates the day audience. The night audience knocks out the goal and goes over. The day audience, sometimes they miss the goal and the night audience has to pick it up. They hate each other, boy. It's like, do you think the night audience, like, he thinks they're like two separate groups of people who hate each other? Am I getting this correct?
I think we owe you guys 15 minutes today, no matter what. And then we'll give you an additional 30 if you knock out today. Today, kind of. I'll be honest, today needs to be a W. Also, have to work tonight. I was thinking about maybe, you know, have another night out on the deck or whatever, but we got fucking rocked last night. So
his activities include being outside. He's like, I was thinking about not doing a show tonight and being outside. The show's never been doing better. You've never had more viewers. Why can't you take time off? You're not lowering the goal. You never paid. He admitted this, too. He admitted this on the other one. Is the whole thing this fast? Because I can't take it.
Says this is going to be Nick in a few years. This is what.
Yeah, I don't know if I can take that. We might have to watch the other one. It's too much. It's a little too much for me.
That's, we can just do it that way.
I like that. I like that. By the way, guys,
it's ruining our hang vibe we're trying to have. So this is, I think it's from the morning show on the 16th. That's yesterday morning. And Real Video Player, Real Media Player. What is it? Real Media Player. I'm really sorry about that stuff.
Oh, no.
This is like a supercut of 40 minutes of begging for the goal. And we're talking about to get $300. Just 40 minutes of please, please, please. By the way, we're 200 members away from 3,000 members. So suck it up and join. It's $1.99. Hit the like button and join. Okay? 3,000? Fuck out of here.
300 today. And you might see behind me that I've announced that.
Is he doing the. What have you announced behind you? If you see my scrawl.
That we are on a 12-show winning streak.
What's crazy is, you know, Monday we all watched him miss. Last Monday we watched him miss. As long as he makes it up in the next 48 hours, it's a win. It's a win. Just like the Super Bowl. Just like the Super Bowl. If you beat the Eagles, you get the ring and the trophy tonight. But if they come back within the next 24 hours and beat you, you lose the Super Bowl.
I do have an announcement to make. I don't know why. I don't know if it's because of a recent update or what. My fucking Venmo does not send me notifications. So,
okay.
So when you
keep the app open on your phone while you're doing the show?
I'm going to start.
Yeah, that's the best way.
But you know why? Because
lie. I'm going to start for sure. That's very common sense advice. I'm going to start keeping the Venmo app open the whole show. Definitely not texting people and being distracted by emails and checking PayPal and going to the text line and answering calls. No, no, no. I'm going to keep Venmo open the whole show. Thanks, Johnny.
In my Venmo, I'm logged on to my personal, not the business one.
Well, oh, that'll be a big part of it, too.
Okay, that makes sense now. There we go. I'm switched over to the business one. So yesterday when we were saying we were $60 behind, We were indeed only $35 behind.
Does anyone have multiple accounts on Venmo that can verify there's a switch accounts option? I have one Venmo account, just personal, but can anybody verify that you, A, can have multiple Venmo accounts? And B, that you don't have to log out and log in. There's a switch account or change account functionality. Anybody? You know, I don't know. I'm wondering. Can somebody Google, can you have more than one Venmo account? Whew. I have a feeling this feels performative. That's why I'm asking. This feels performative. He's like, oh, okay, whoa. That makes sense. All right. What he's claiming is when he's on the personal Venmo, he can't get notifications for the business Venmo. And when he's on the business Venmo, he doesn't get notifications for the personal Venmo. Now, is that true?
And we should have done the 30 minutes.
Somebody said, no, it's linked to a cell phone. Venmo is gay. Yeah, nobody's asking the sexual orientation of a payment platform. Okay. You can have a business account. Yeah, and then is there in the app, can you switch account? Like swipe from account to account? Or
minutes of overtime?
Okay.
And then last night during the evening show, not only did they knock out that goal, but they also knocked out the extra 60 from the morning, which wasn't 60. Robert with 35, Anthony with 5, and Jeremy with 5. So I took in all this extra. So we had actually knocked out the morning.
Fuck. There were actually goals we didn't even check.
Knocked out the evening. It was all on Venmo. I apologize. I know haters are listening to this right now. You fucking lying asshole, cut-faced motherfucker.
We are?
No, I just feel bad because people give you money and we didn't acknowledge it, and I apologize. But the good news is not only did we knock out both goals yesterday, we also went over. So today we're starting at 300.
He doesn't tell you how much they went over. I have a feeling it's 50. This goal's never going down, nerds. I'm sorry for everyone who's ever believed everything this guy said. This goal is never going down. He just got done saying basically we made so much more than I thought. We went way over. So today the goal starts 300. It's like, huh? The goal's normally 350 and you went way over in the morning and the evening. You found a bunch of money in an account you forgot about. And now we took $50 off the goal today.
So thank you guys very much for your generosity. Awesome. Appreciate it. Let's keep the good news rolling.
For real. For me.
Keep it in gear.
The good news for who? Guys, the good news is you only have 300 to do. If you guys want zero to give, all you have to do is give 300. It's almost the same as that can opener guy. If you want to use one can opener for the rest of your life, just get more than one can opener and never use them.
By 8 o'clock, let's get to 200. That's right, 2 hours. In the next 2 hours, let's get to 200.
He's got all these milestones you have to reach along the way, mini goals, if you will. And if he doesn't hit those, he starts to panic and lose his mind. Guys, we did not hit our 8 o'clock halfway goal. This is on me. This is on me. Maybe I didn't bring it up early enough. But guys, we do need money.
And see if we can have another great day for the toe, as it were.
As it were. As it always has been.
Annoyed Wawa supervisor says Johnny was up too late sexting with his Asian wow girlfriend.
Everyone make this so difficult.
I don't know why all these law tubers, they're on for like 9 hours at a time. It's like, guys, I just wrapped up the whole thing in 14 seconds. Show me your super chats. Ask me some questions. I'll answer your law questions for you. We're $300 away today. Just start throwing it in there and I'll answer all the legal questions. You can test me as a law tuber and I'll knock it out of the fucking park today. Honky's calling it M. Holt water thing. Steel Toe, wrap the whole thing up for you.
In a nice little bow. Just there you go.
Fucked up shit happened. The prosecution pulled a dirty move and the whole thing got thrown out.
Yeah.
Remember? Yeah. See, Bigot on socialist media says, makes sense to me.
He gets perfect. It.
The first $4.99 of the day is in. It's from Red Fox Matt. He says, April sounds like a girl I went to high school with. You could have just stopped that she sounds like a girl.
Wow.
Like Johnny and I said, they're all pretty similar in that
they're
regard.
All capable. They all possess this ability.
Kayla never did that to me.
Like I said, they Kayla. All possess it.
Right.
Kayla was sweet.
She never did that to me. She was always very fair and very kind. April sounds like a girl I went to high school with. She is now in prison for drugs and trying to run from the cops. She's got 35 years. Oh, I thought you meant she's in prison and trying to run from the cops. I'm like, that's not going to work out. She's in prison. I see what you mean.
She's not going to get very far.
No, they're not going to even run like 8 feet at a time.
Stop breaking the law, asshole!
Supervisor says the Eighth Amendment of the Midwest, Aaron Imholt in his indie wrestling name because he is constantly trying to protect his dignity. Thank you, Wawa. Someone writes, hashtag Imholtgate. I don't know what Imholtgate means. I'm just trying to explain the law to people in a way that they'll understand it, for God's sake.
Drive-by says, Portrait of a Liar, the Aaron Imholt story, fuck Steel Toe. There has to be a movie or documentary made about this. Natclo 2.0, do you think Aaron hides his money in different accounts? He always mentions building up his war chest. Is the goal for his payday loan interest? It's so funny because he goes like, one minute he's like, you know, we have so much money, we're doing very well, we're going to start paying everybody good. He says at some point during this video that he always paid Gino and Kiki out of his pocket because the business couldn't afford it. It's you pay yourself too much then. You pay yourself too much then. If the business is always struggling and the business has no money at the end of the year, you pay yourself too much. If you have to write checks to your own company to get your own payroll fulfilled, something's really off. This constant anxiety and it's like what he did is like, say, I want to make 80K a year. How much do I need a day to do that? And he has to make it every day or he doesn't make 80K a year. And he like pays a tax guy or a, you know, accountant or whatever to like do payroll to pay him that. And every month the guy has to call him and be like, you don't have enough in the bank to pay payroll to yourself. And he's like, all right, I'll get you 2K. And he has to literally like put money into his company to pay payroll to himself. Which means he's money he's already paid payroll tax on, he's putting back into the company to pay himself again. If he's literally doing that. And then again, that's your money. That's what the goal's going towards. The goal's going towards paying the company so it can pay Aaron. You pay the company so it can pay Aaron, so Aaron can pay the company so the company can pay Aaron with your money. New money and old money from Aaron comes in to pay Aaron. It's like... And meanwhile, the government's just collecting it all like the VIG or a rake at a poker table. It's really nuts. I don't know. I have a feeling he just like he has to make $600 a day or he can't pay himself. And that's why why else would it be so stressful? Why else would this cause such panic all the time? I don't know. Silence Dugan, $5. Last few times I've checked it on Steel Toe, he never reads from the YouTube chat. The screen names aren't there. Do you know what that's all about? The screen names aren't there? I don't know what you're saying. He never reads YouTube chat? That'd be weird.
All right, guys, 295 away from today's goal. Let's go ahead and get that down another $95 in the next hour and a half. And let's have ourselves a successful day of Steel Toe today.
A successful day of Steel Toe is you giving 300.
Me personally, I'm excited for it. A morning win, an evening win, and then bedtime.
It's just money and then being done. Guys, let's knock it out so we can finish. Let's hurry up so we can stop. Guys, I want to go to bed tonight. I don't want to have to sit there and stare at my popcorn ceiling and my wood and just go, ugh. Guys, just give me the fucking money.
That's what we're doing. All right, should we go into this Alec Baldwin thing? We'll have bowls, and then we'll have dessert. 295 is your number for today. Get in there and throw in some cash, and we'll
get in there. What's holding you back? What's got you not giving? What's got you not giving to the toe?
We'll call it another win for the toe and go to 13 in a row. All right, this is... if anyone would like to point me in the direction, hit today's goal, I'm getting a gavel.
He went and pointed to.
Also, what I'll be spending your money on is Amazon junk. How about a new webcam or a better set? You heard me. A gavel. Because I'm the judge. Here come the judge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to put us at 280 for today. Hey, shit, guys, just keep rallying.
Yeah, I don't know why you're not rallying right now. A lot of people have been rallying early, and a lot of people are saying they're coming later. But you don't have to wait. You can, like, just join the rally at any point. It's not like an HOV lane where you have to wait for certain areas to access it. You can rally right there, right now. And why not?
In the next hour, let's get this thing down under two.
Oh, no. Oh, no. It's time for the patented Mountain Zoom.
Okay.
I just saw something I'm disturbed by. Something I'm disturbed by. We have Slam Piece on the wallpaper. Let's get a shot. One oh one seven is his password. Anyone wondering? It's about to be clear as day. Wait for it. Wait for it. Oh, it's covered by the line perfectly. There's the happy couple. Aaron and A. Aaron and A. Look at him. Look at him. Hey. He's already filling his phone with selfies of his girl. Where's your daughter? I thought this made you a better father. Where are the videos of your girl? It's not Adrian. It's not Adrian. It's not. It's not. Woo! He's already so fixated on this chick, and his kids are out the fucking window. He's never been a dad. He's never wanted to be a dad. Oh my God. He's already, I want to think about you when you're not around. When I come around.
280 for today. Hey, shit, guys, just keep rallying.
Yeah, that's rough.
In the next hour, let's get this thing down under.
By the way, most of the picture is him. He's so full of himself.
200, thank you very much. Again, 280 is the
number. She's way better looking than April. I will say that. The new girl. But yeah, she's clearly simple.
Remember, Streamlabs, PayPal, Super Chats, memberships, Venmo, whatever you'd like. So I think that
I'll take that money on Venmo, by the way. The
fuck you were trying to say. 280 away from today's goal. If you'd like to contribute to our show, we really would appreciate that. Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chats, memberships, Rumble Rants. We get that number down to zero. Our show stays going the way it is.
Fuck! Where do I sign? How do I keep this going the way it is?
And we had 30 minutes of overtime.
Ah, the half hour where you tap out and talk about what you're going to do the minute this is over. Thank God we did all that. Sydney Shaw wants to know if Aaron lost a backdrop in the divorce. What if I would love it if she burned that banner in their yard with the little dog. Silence Duguid, the chat he's reading don't exist in the YouTube chat anytime I've checked. Oh, okay, I get what you're saying now. He reads fake YouTube chats. So now he's faking donations and faking poor chats? He's faking poor chats. Dabble Rat gifting a membership. Thank you very much. 299 to go. Horatio McAllister, member for a month. 298 to go. When Kiki was going over Nick's DMs, sorry, 198, he admitted that he never paid April after she left. When Kiki was going over Nick's DMs, he admitted that he never paid April after she left. Yeah, that's why she stole all the fucking money out of his account. All $5,000 of his money. More money than you've ever seen in your life. By the way, Mersh is poor again and screaming about $100 that Rumble owns him. This guy wants you to believe. Look, he's been killing it with his coverage of Steel Toe. I've been really enjoying Mersh. Can't lie. I won't lie. But this guy's a poor loser. It's like he doesn't know how to not be poor and how to not be a loser. It's really insane. It's like 1 minute he's telling everybody what's what. The next minute he's like, I really need $100. It's like, fuck. Fuck.
To everything. So if you feel like getting irresponsible with your money, if you feel like throwing a good chunk at us, let's do that. Let's get her under 200 by the end of this hour.
Every day he wants to get the girl drunk so she donates. Look, we need a few of you to get really sauced up and donate.
Let's go on a rally. Thank you guys very much. However you'd like to contribute.
We understand, man. You'll take it in any hole.
Do appreciate. Before we get into any of that, guys, 275 away from today.
Imagine, look how long this has been going on, and this is all for like $5 or $10. It's like so embarrassing. It's so cringe to do this every day for this long. Somebody asked him, remember, how long would you say you talk about the goal total in 4 hours? He's like, maybe 10 minutes, probably not even. It's like, it's an hour, brah. It's an hour.
We could go ahead and knock that out. I would appreciate it. If you want to get on that PayPal, get on that Venmo. Very cool. Let's stay.
Very cool. Remember, this is where it came from. That'd be cool. Get on that PayPal all the kids are talking about. Why are you on that Venmo a lot of the goths are into? What is he talking about?
Stay ahead of that today and knock that out and make it another win for the toe. So the conspiracy, Coltrane sent in $2 and says this is Nick Riccata's song of the summer and it's Marilyn Manson's I Don't Like the Drugs, But the Drugs Like Me. Thank you, buddy. You guys are fucking mean. 275. Away from today's goal, let's hit it. We need to probably do a little work. We're falling behind a little bit here.
Guys, we're behind. We're behind. You're off the pace. Pick it up. Wouldn't that be cool?
But if you want to help us rally up, that would be cool. So this thing up.
Like no one's giving. So that's not a rally. Help us rally up. That would be cool.
You fucked it up on us. Kiki's disco wedding with $2 says, how about it, dude? Go big. Go big at this point. By the way, thank you, Kiki's disco wedding, for the $2. We appreciate it. Guys, we're 275 away. We would appreciate a little bit of a rally here.
We always need a rally. Come on. Why won't you rally? Why won't you rally? We just need a rally. It only takes one to rally.
If we could fire that up for today.
Fire it up. Get irresponsible. Rally. Rally irresponsibly.
Keep the show going. We wanted to.
What would happen if you that's the biggest lie, is that the show won't keep going if he makes no money. I assure you the funniest version of Steel Toe would be him making no money and losing his mind every day, because he won't quit. He won't quit. He'll do it for months making $17 a show like Chad. He will. Fucking Chad. Chad's on fire, baby. $58 I saw the other day? Holy shit. Holy shit. You're going to get so much back in tax returns this year? Jesus Christ.
Started at 300 today, so we haven't made much headway, but we do appreciate those who have chipped in. And let's see if we can keep things going, get it under 200 by 8 o'clock, and we'll be on a good pace. Streamlabs, PayPal, Super Chats, Venmo, all the links are in the chat. Take a minute. Click on them.
Take a minute. peruse the links, choose the one that calls out to you, click it, have a look, see what's available, type in some different numbers, play with it, see what feels right.
Throw a couple of bucks our way. We would appreciate
that. We won't count it. That $2 you just gave Kiki's Disco Wedding, we won't count. That will not come off the total at all, but throw a couple of bucks.
Okay, the Tenacious D thing. Watch Aaron take a sip of water and they go, oh, the mask is slipping. And it's true. That is kind of, it's pretty much how they are. Guys, 275 away. Let's wake up the donos a little bit today.
Wake it up. Wake up.
We are been on for almost 2 hours. We've made a whopping $25 today.
Yikes. Shut up. Shut up. Like, stop this.
I'd like to throw in a little bit. Let's get Streamlabs, PayPal, and Venmo hopping, if you would, so we can get around 200 by 8 o'clock. So I'm not, tapping my knee and all that shit. Because we got a lot.
Yeah, that's why you tap your knee. It's not the impending charges.
The good stuff today. We're almost done with our Trump stuff. We got one more Trump story. Then we will cover these new documents that came out.
Great.
Regarding my old life.
So this is what's crazy. Tuesday, he went over Kiwi Farms document leaks about Nick Riccata and custody of his children. Last week, he was done with this. Last week, he's like, guys, that was when I was bitter and angry. We don't need to go over documents that come from Kiwi Farms. This week, he's literally back on the farms, showing the documents, digging in, zooming in, talking about the Riccatas, talking about getting his kids back, what he's got to do. You know what it probably is? You know what it probably is? You know, probably. This week he's entrenched back in the drama, combing through court documents that leaked by the same guy. The only documents we have to ignore are the ones about him. The only documents that are bullshit and we cannot talk about in his chat room are the ones about him. The only charges we can't discuss and investigate are the ones about him. It's wild. And then he announced he was done. That the reason he was not going to investigate his own documents is because he was done. And it didn't make him feel any better when he went over other people's misfortune and he learned that he's on a path. And but here he is today, literally yesterday on the 16th, he's combing through Kiwi Farm, showing more documents about the Riccatas. He can't stop. He can't stop. It's so pathetic. It really is nuts.
In the Riccata house. I like to look at when the new documents come out because
literally last week he said, no more documents. I'm over that. I'm past that. No more drama. I'm taking the high road. It didn't make me feel any better to talk about other people. It didn't make me feel better to speculate. It didn't make me feel better. Now today, I like looking at the documents when they drop. You do? Pull up the text from April that said you physically assaulted her. I like looking at the documents when they drop. I believe that was before I was accused by April. I believe that was after I was accused by April. Welcome to all the bedabbler people joining. Thank you. Did you just execute some sort of raid? Raid! Remember that? The roaches. Anyway, welcome over here. I tried to give Tukey a couple hours. Tukey can do shows Thursday and Friday. I can't. I'm out. So anyway, welcome to the bedabblers and the likes. Speaking of the likes, hit the likes button. If you know what I'm saying. Cigarette Jones is Tukey World Order. And why wouldn't you? You know? I like looking at the new documents when they drop, unless they're mine.
In the Riccata house. I like to look at when the new documents come out because I will say this kind of stuff helps me because it helps me see what I would have been in if I wouldn't have made the decision to leave. Like, I look at it and I go, oh, shit, this would have been me. Like, I would have been in this same fucking situation. It would have been awful. And
no, but you're on your own situation. Where you assaulted your wife.
Like, it would be all, we were talking about this last night. It'd be all over for me. Like, I don't have a.
It is. It is.
Trust fund. I'd be in the same boat April's in. Because, like, I can't do a show every day. I'll run.
Thought April was at the Ricada's house. Now she's in a boat? Where? Lake Superior? The largest lake by area?
In my big fucking mouth. You know, you can't really, you know, everyone's going to hate you because of what you did to, you know, you were doing this with these kids and everything. I'm glad that I wasn't a coke guy.
I'm a sex guy. I'm a Menards guy. I fuck like the wind and I own two tool chests and I don't apologize for either. I'm here to pretend to take care of my kids and get into another toxic relationship. And I don't have custody of my kid.
You know, I'm glad that any drug taking I did was very, very, very sparingly.
I'm glad that I barely ate charcuterie from that refrigerator or they could have gotten my fingerprints. And dear God, anything could have happened.
And that I didn't really develop a taste for the old powder.
You're not supposed to taste it. It's gross. He's tasting it? Jesus Christ. No wonder you overseason the chicken. If you dip the cocaine in mashed potato, Charlotte figured this out, actually. If you dip the cocaine into mashed potatoes.
And
my Minnesota boy, I love the snow.
Yeah. And so, like, seeing all this, these documents come out, it's kind of, I watch it and I go, okay, so this would have happened to me. That would have happened to me. This would have, you know.
Right.
It would have ended up. I would be a part of this, basically. So we'll take a look at that in a little bit.
I like looking at the documents.
Cody NV with $9.99. Thank you very much. Let that be the start of a rally, boys and girls.
Come on. Anything could be the start of a rally. Come on. Drive by for the a member for 11 months. Let this be the start of a rally. Fuck. Fuck! Let this be the start of a rally! Have a great time in Lake Tahoe, and thanks for all the laughs. Thank you, Drive-By. You do more than enough around here. You know? I think we speak for everyone else when we look around. And we go, like, when's Chris Hall gonna step up? When's Keena Kay gonna do her part? You know? Nobody ever says Drive-By doesn't carry his weight. We're all like, when's the CB experiment make a move? When does Magnum DUI do something? We've had enough of Cardiff's Harg lingering without fingering the support button.
Girls, 265 away from today. Let's hammer it out and call it a win. So before we get to those documents, we were talking about people who have been saying fucked up shit about the Trump assassination.
He's throwing it in casually now, like, all right, so before we get to the documents.
Right. And it costing them jobs. We did a story last
week.
It's not that.
Let this be the start of a rally.
Their forte.
Dear Jesus, make me a bird so I can fly high above the clouds and see the beginning of a rally.
It's not what they're known for. Rupert with $4.99 says, your point is why I'm really getting sick of libs of TikTok. She's just vindictive and as bad as these cry bullies. And I'll be on holiday.
Oh no!
I from the next place.
God, I can't wait for my holiday.
260 away from today's goal, guys. Let's get a move on. We're halfway through today's show.
Why are you guys so lazy? Give. Why are you guys such pieces of shit who aren't giving to me? You guys suck today.
In a whopping 40. So far. So let's get moving on that 260.
Let's get moving. Fuck.
We'll admit to you, I am starting to get a little nervous.
I will admit to you, I'm starting to get a little nervous as he holds onto one knob. He's turning one knob. I guess we call this one knob nervous. He's one knob nervous.
Let's get moving on that 260. I will admit to you, I am starting to get a little nervous. Let's go ahead and ship in a little bit.
Guys, The last thing I want is you guys onto me and figuring out that I will do this until the day that I die, no matter how much money I make. So let's get some money going.
Unless today's show has been fucking dreadful for you, then I guess.
Unless it's been dreadful. This is where the, like, suicide stuff comes in and stuff. It's always so extremist and, like, high school girl, emotional, over the top. Okay, well, I guess if you don't give, you want me to kill myself. If you don't want to be with me, I guess I'll just die. I guess you want me to kill myself. I guess you don't want me to live anymore. I guess you don't give a fuck about me. I guess the show's dreadful. I guess the show sucked if you don't give. The show didn't suck, did it? Why aren't you giving then? If you don't give, it makes me think you think the show sucks. It makes me think you want me to kill myself. Do you want me to kill myself? Don't give if you want me to kill myself. Oh, no. You want me to kill myself. Shut up. Shut up, nerd. You're talking to a guy in an egg chair and you're begging for $300 a day. Shut up. Unless the show was dreadful. I guess the show sucked. I guess we didn't do a good job. I guess I'll blow my brains out. I wonder why Ashley LaRue and April left. Fuck. Anybody got any coke? Why'd you have to stay up so late? Mooby was just screaming about how bad he must be, and I guess I did a bad show. Sleepjacking furiously, trying to hit the goal. Imagine how much cum this guy wakes up with on his chin. Thanks for the super sticker, Beat Smiley and Pig Newton. Okay.
Yes, fuck us right in the ass, but we would appreciate a little.
Listen to that. Unless the show is dreadful, then I guess fuck us in the ass. I guess you want us to fucking die. I guess we suck. I guess we'll go fuck us, right? Fuck us in the ass. Our children shouldn't eat, right?
A little something for the effort.
How bad was the show today? Our children shouldn't be able to eat? The show was so bad, our children should starve to death. Is that what you're saying by not donating?
Asking for a little bit, throw her in. Let's knock that number down today before it gets too pathetic and beggy in here, if you will. 260 is the number. I just want to see it get into the...
Look at that. Holy shit. This is what we saw the other day when he almost hit himself. Look at what's happening to this guy. Look at what's happening to this fucking chipmunk. He can't handle it. He can't handle it. First of all, he's getting fat as fuck. He's getting fat as fuck. Where's that chin? He can't handle it. He cannot handle it. He's losing his mind about this. Holy shit. Holy shit. I mean, I've seen some autistic tantrums in my day. This is one. Put it on a candle. Put it on a candle. Look at this fucking nerd. Okay. We're gonna be winding this back. Look how cool, calm, and collected he looks in and watch him just lose it.
A little bit, throw her in. Let's knock that number down today before it gets too pathetic and beggy in here, if you will.
If you will. Look, here he is. He's still in command.
260 is the number. I just want to...
There's where he starts to lose it. I just need this to go away. I just want this to be better. Why won't this show be good?
See it get into the ones. That would be nice, and I can have a... I just want to see it get...
Ugh. Painful. What is Johnny thinking? What is Johnny thinking? Fuck. The thing is, you know his O face is similar to this. You know when he busts a nut on a lady's leg, he looks exactly like this.
Too pathetic and beggy in here, if you will. 260 is the number. I just want to see it get into the...
back and to the left. Back and to the left. Okay.
Get into the ones. That would be nice, and I can have a little bit of confidence here going forward. Okay.
He always needs confidence. Help me have confidence.
Let's get into the part that Johnny is fed up with. He hates it. Decisions in my life. So I do like to kind of stay close to this kind of news. So
unless it's about me, talking again about the releasing. Kevin Brennan is here. KB is here. Is that true? Hi, Cabes.
MN Public Records on Kiwi Farms. He's the guy who's been releasing all these bombshell documents, right?
Yeah.
Well, he always releases them. It's kind of a...
Again, this is the guy who released his. And he didn't want to talk about this. But here he is. Guys, some new documents just came out that aren't about me. Let's get into it.
A brilliant dickhead move. That's all. We're done. Finished. Over with. Boom. Oh, Jay
Brown. Taking the high road. The minute I get out everything I want to say out, I'm taking the high road. He the high road to him is like being on and off the record. He's like constantly I'm taking the high road. And listen, Gino and Kiki are backstabbing pieces of shit. And I've learned the internet people are fake as fuck. But that's all I'll say about it. I'm taking the high road. We're back on the record. But quickly off the record, nobody's going to hire them, and they're in a tailspin and they're losers. And I'm not surprised that Gavin thinks Gino's not worth shit and nobody wants to watch Kiki. Anyway, we're back on the record. I'm taking the high road about the whole thing.
Says every other channel pokes fun at Hobo. Win by two. Meltnitz, win by two. Nobody watches that. It's fine, buddy. That's not a big deal.
Wow.
And Melton is all just steel toe people anyway. So it all stays in the family.
I'm sorry he called you guys that. Look, I don't assume you're all with me, but that's fucking low. How about taking the low road?
Don't worry about it, bud. Here's what we need.
Called you steel toe people.
We need some fucking dough right now.
Oh, boy. He's hugging himself. He's rubbing his shoulders. He might break out in hives. He might break out in goal hives.
What we need, we are getting butt fucked and throttled today. Maybe today's show is not good. Maybe I should have taken the day off. I don't know.
He won't even know how to fill 4 hours if he ever went back to regular radio and didn't have to beg for the goal. He'd be like, fuck, I only prepped 2 hours of material. What was I doing?
Need a rest. Maybe I'm boring you folks, but we're $40 in right now.
Yeah, you suck. Again, I don't know why it's never crossed his mind that he sucks dick. Why does it never cross your mind that you're not good enough to do this? I don't know what's going on. It must be the economy, or Johnny's no good, or they don't like April, because I'm a pro broadcaster. I'm a pro broadcaster, so if I can't make money doing this... Something's broken.
40 with an hour and a half left in the show. We need a rally. We need a big rally.
Oh, God, he's doing it again. He's doing it again. He starts touching himself and, freaking out. Look at this panic.
Hour and a half left in the show. We need a rally.
What is this?
Need a big rally.
What? He's like gouging his own eyeballs out.
Hour and a half left in the show.
Oh, no. We blasphemed the Lord in the house of the hidden temple.
Go. We need a rally. We need a-
That pinky, he gouges into his eyes. I'm not even kidding. This is a little disturbing for me even.
40. With an hour and a half left in the show.
Watch that pinky now.
We need a rally. We need a big rally.
Fuck. It's like he's punishing himself. Simple, Jack. He's really carving into his little jack-o'-lantern beady eyes.
An hour and a half left in the show. We need a rally.
I mean, that's digging, dude.
We need a big rally.
He nutted in my eye. Ooh. That's rough. That's rough.
With an hour and a half left in the show. We need a rally. We need a big rally.
Fuck, man. This guy's a cartoon.
We need to get back on track.
And then he stays and rubs. It's not even over. He's not even done. He's still got some massaging to do. Oh, boy. Somebody really needs to explain these.
We need a rally. We need a big rally. We need to get back on track.
What the fuck is he doing?
Because we're 260 away.
Hold on, he's just leaving it there. He's doing Four Little Indians again. He's doing it. He's doing it. He's just resting this finger here.
From today. And
then he like catches himself. Like, oh, yeah, you're not supposed to just hang that there forever.
A half left in the show. We need a rally. We need a big rally. We need to get back on track.
One.
Because we're 260 away from today.
Four. And almost five. Almost a five count. How long does he have to keep it there for it to be officially down?
Left in the show. We need a rally. We need a big rally. We need to get back on track because we're 260 away from today.
He like forgets his hands there. He's a robot. He's a robot. He forgets where his hands are until the next procedure calls for their use. And it's like they wrote a routine that doesn't return it. It's just like, it's a rental car. Whatever subroutine in his brain needed that hand, they just leave it when they're done with it until somebody else needs it. And then it gets lowered down for the next task. He really is some sort of AI.
And boy, could we use some help.
He starts freaking about money. This is how you know he's so poor. He really starts having facial tics and rubbing issues every time he starts not making money. He starts like ticking like a motherfucker. Oh, my God. Beloved Chatter, do you ever wonder what hilarious person encouraged Aaron to go into radio? I don't know. He saw a flyer in college and was like, that looks pretty cool. Or like the club was about to get shut down and they needed one more person and they just kept asking everyone. And Aaron was like, they want me because I'm good. Me and Kumia. Anonymous, I'm with King Melty, F Steel Toe, Jam, Hail, NLO Chat. This is poor Anonymous, of course. Real Anonymous was killed this past weekend in a deadly snowboarding accident.
Help. So if you've got a little extra sitting around and you like steel toe,
look around your desk. Do you have any extra sitting there? Check your change jar. Check your safe. Do you have any gold bars you're not using? Send it in. What's extra money? What's extra? What is extra cash? Are you sitting on a lot of extra money? No, you're the only one who has money in accounts you didn't know about. You're the only one who can't keep track of your fun.
You can call me
bad at money. Okay.
And you want to chip in? I'm not proud. I'm an e-beggar.
We know. We know.
I know my place. We want to hit this. We want to do overtime.
Imagine. No wonder nobody can come. No wonder no one can come around this guy.
For you today, I certainly don't want to miss by 260. That's a big tab for me to have to cover.
I can't. If he really pays the bills, if he really recycles cash back into his company for that goal, I'm going to squeal like a pig.
So let's take a little time, guys. Let's throw in a few donations.
Guys, take some time to give.
Let's do the bill pay part. You know, we don't take 5-minute commercial breaks on this show, but let's do a little, you know, today's broadcast supported by viewers like you kind of a thing, because right now we are in a bad spot.
We are? I haven't raised enough gas money today to get to Lake Tahoe. Do you guys give a fuck? Does anybody give a fuck about me? No, no. Carry on.
For today's show. 260 away. I'm getting really nervous.
I'm getting nervous. And guys, if you know me and the show, this is going to affect the rest of the show. So if I were you, I'd give, or else the rest of the show is going to be shit.
Nothing is coming in. And I think PayPal has actually been broke today. I think nothing.
Why? Why do you think PayPal's broken?
No, we did have a fiver.
Oh, he thinks that because he's got no money coming in, that PayPal must be down. He really thinks this. He really thinks that. He's like, I think PayPal's down because we haven't gotten anything.
Broke today coming in. And I think PayPal has actually been broke.
It's like when Chad thought the chat room was broken. Oh, no, is the chat broken? Oh, no, there's just no one here talking. It's like, right. PayPal's not down. This is like Kevin. He thinks he's one of YouTube's most highest earners and like critical customers. So when he doesn't get his money on the 21st, he loses his mind. Even though, again, in the PayPal thing, it says you'll be paid between like the 21st and the 28th. But, Kevin thinks he's one of YouTube's top earners. So he's like, like the big guys like us, we should get paid. It's like, it's so pathetic. He makes $15,000 a month. He thinks he's like one of YouTube's top earners. That's what Movie thinks he is. He's like, if we have nothing coming in on PayPal, then Jesus Christ, PayPal must be down
today. I think nothing. No, we did have a fiver at one point. And just as I say that, my golfing buddy Nicholas with $5.
My golfing buddy Nicholas. Humble brag. It's literally like his friends with day jobs. It's Matt. His golfing buddies are sending in $5. Everyone has to think this guy's pathetic, right? I mean, even Kiki admitted it. She's like, he's always just been an unaware nerd, loser.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Maybe it'll start with five. That's helpful. We need chunk plays, or we need lots of people. We need lots of mosquito bites, or we need chunk plays. 250.
Chunk plays. It's any play about me. Sue John Myers, Celsius withdraw. Yes, he's lacking Celsius. Probably. Chris Hall says, here you go, Onion, member for 5 months. Thank you very much. Chad Boozmock, member for 14 months. $1,000 super tip. Aaron ate his cocaine like Fun Dip. That's why he doesn't like the taste. He's like, I didn't really have a palate for it. Drowny McKilla listener, member for 6 months. I bet Mubi begs for sex that way, too. Come on, help us get there. Won't that be cool? Won't it be cool if I fill your belly button? Keith J, 73, joining up. Thank you. Dave Carlson, member for a month. Mama's Mubi and the... Mama Mubi and the... Yes. Cornball, member for 4 months. PayPal must be down is the new you forgot to reply. Yes. Melton, you can't even do a consistent show. 11-month membership, Cousin IT. Never has more poignant point people. It's never been shoved in my face more. Believe me, as I sat dripping in the lack of AC last night, I thought to myself, Melton, who are you? Go live on your phone. Poncho Pilot for a gallon of 93. A gallon. I did fill up today for my trip. I got to get up at 4 a.m. That's 6.5 hours from now to drive to Lake Tahoe. I expect the trip to take around 9 hours with stops. What with the pup and all.
55 is the number for today. I would appreciate.
Oh, God. So he's, you really, in case you think this, I'm making this up, look at him start to itch himself and rub his face. These aren't things he can control. So the more he starts worrying about money and stuff like this, the more he starts really like rubbing and scratching. That's why you, if you think those little tiny dots on him were boxing bruises.
Plays 255.
Look at this.
Number for today.
Look at this. No other host or show on earth does anyone behave like this.
I would appreciate us.
And then this again, the Jostens senior photo pose.
Knocking it out a little bit here.
What's he? Oh, he's scratching his neck. He's massaging and scratching his neck, and he's hiding it. Look at this.
For today, I would appreciate us.
Look at his little fingers wiggling.
Knocking it out a little bit here.
See his little fingers wiggling?
Let's go to Rumble. $5 from Jay Warren says, you hear of the Minnesota undercover cop who stopped a U.
Now he's like choking himself. This really is a fetish.
UK guy from kidnapping a TV presenter, pretending he wanted to help. Huh?
No.
No, I don't know anything about that. Links or it didn't happen, bro. All right. 250. Chevy fan, the goal should be.
He's like, he gets mad when people get off the topic of the goal. No, I didn't see that. Send it in, though. All right, guys, focus. 250. 250.
Be cut in half with no Gene or Kiki. I was paying them out of my own fucking pocket.
Listen to this.
Chevy fan, the goal should be cut in half with no Gene or Kiki.
So there's no Gino? There's no Kiki? There's no April? The goal hasn't come down at all. And then listen to this part.
I was paying them out of my own fucking pocket.
Remember when he told us like in June or May that they were going to be making a flat 100 now that April is off the books? It's all lies. It's all lies.
Business budget didn't have enough to pay those two. I was paying those two out of my own pocket.
Wow.
To fucking, like, there's a limited budget on this fine program, boys. I don't know what kind of money you think I'm rolling in, but the fact that I do 8 shows a week just to keep this thing going.
The fact that I do 8 shows a week just to do 8 shows a week. Is that what you just said?
You think I'm rolling in, but the fact that I do 8 shows a week just to keep this thing going.
Steel Toe couldn't survive if it was once a week. No one would watch or listen. I have to be on every minute of every day of every hour or we couldn't do it. If I wasn't live twice a day, I couldn't go live twice a day. What's wrong with you people? If we didn't make this much money, we couldn't make this much money. If I got a job, I wouldn't be able to not have a job. So we have to do 8 shows a week or else we won't be able to keep doing 8 shows a week. I hope you understand. I hope you get it. Do you? Sue John Myers. Can you imagine Aaron hitting up his dealer? How much for 2 bumps? Is it spicy? And will this burn my throat? Will it hurt or will it tickle? Will it tickle or will it hurt? Guys, hurry up and keep giving me money or you won't be able to keep giving me money. If you don't keep giving me $350 every day, there may be a day in the future you'll wake up and I won't be here begging for $350. Think about that. I have to wake up morning and I have to come do night shows just to ask you for money to keep coming in here and ask you for money. So you can sit there and not give to the show if you want. You can sit there and not support it financially. You can sit there and not give me $25 if you want me to kill myself. But think about this. Just think about it. If you don't give me $25 today, I might not be here tomorrow for you to give $25 to tomorrow. And I don't even want to get started on next week's goals. So, is that a future you want to live in where you don't have to give me money every day? I don't think so. 250 is the number.
Should tell you something. But we're 250 away, and hopefully...
Oh, he's doing it again. Look at these eyes. This baby girl is dead. I mean, he's dead. He can't stop a rubbing and a tugging at his little brain.
Should tell you something.
Say it again.
There's a limited budget on this fine program, boys. I don't know what kind of money you think I'm rolling in, but the fact that I do 8 shows a week just to keep this thing going should tell you something. But we're 250 away, and hopefully... we get some help and knock this thing down.
Please.
A little bit this morning. That would be A-okay. Keep her going, boys and
girls. By design, his show is made for this anxiety and panic. By design, he wants to spend every morning doing this. Like, no other show in the world does it. There's nothing else in the world like what you're watching. Like, there's no other show on the planet that does this.
Girls.
Yeah.
By the way, 1,000 of you watching the show right now, I sure would like you to hit like, hit subscribe.
This is where his lies like really punish him. Like, it's like, first of all, you don't have 1,000 watching. And if you do, it's really sad. It's really sad that many people are watching you twist in the wind.
Everything else, throw us a few bucks. We can knock this thing out.
Oh, God, he's doing the rubs again. Watch him.
Hit like, hit subscribe, everything else, throw us a few bucks.
He has to massage his googly eyeballs when he's stressing. Watch this.
We cannot. This thing.
He's so fucking gooberish.
Thing out.
On Rumble on my end, I just refreshed it. Everything's live.
He's like, are we live? No money's coming in. Are you sure we're live? Maybe YouTube's down. Maybe Rumble's down. Maybe PayPal's down. Maybe Venmo's down. Johnny, can you see if we're even on? This is crazy.
Climbs mountains with $5 over on YouTube. Thank you, buddy. We certainly do need that.
That'll be the beginning of a rally, let me guess.
That rally today.
Yes! Everything's a rally if you look at it. Pathetic enough.
Hey, we're a bit behind things typically go.
We're a bit behind as things typically go.
Today we are as things typically go.
So every day you do this, guys, you know me. It's 8:30, so I'm fucking losing it. help. You know, typical. Fuck. We call the 8 to 9 o'clock hour the meltdown in the morning.
Oh, here we go over on PayPal. My God. It says new compound censored show idea in sweaty boots. Thank you, my God.
Thank you, my God.
Wild card with $5. Thank you very much. Alex Jones, number 2 with $20.
Arms crossed.
He says, Aaron, if you look at the Trump shooter. Thank you, Alex. I appreciate that as usual. You've done the hard work that none of us are willing to do. All right, guys, that puts us at 220 for today. We've got a shot at this thing, but we got to get a move on.
Guys, we've got a shot. We've got a shot.
Keep that rally going. Streamlabs, PayPal, Super Chats, Venmo, Rumble Rants, gifted memberships. Ooh, that's a fun one. Let's just.
What are the other ones, Bedabbler? Walgreens reward, Cinnabon points.
Let's get more of that coming in so we can knock out that 220 and call it a W for today.
Crocs cards.
On the text line, someone writes in, yesterday's show was.
He can't put his phone down. You know, like, you shouldn't be handling your phone during a show. I have to do it every once in a while here, but there's rarely anything I need to get on my phone for. And it's super unprofessional to always be on. He's always on his phone. Him and April were always on their phone. You were always on my phone.
Got it figured out. Mario with $5 says, if your deep throating Johnny was the cure to his MS, would you gag? If you deep throating Johnny was the cure to his MS, would you gag? I have a terrible. All right, guys, 215 is the number. We're getting there. We're still a ways behind, but we're making.
He hasn't made $100 yet. He's made $85. Everything you've heard in this clip up to this point on my show today has been from one show for $85. All the rubbing, all the anxiety, all the begging, all the updates, all the mentions, it's all been $85 worth.
Making improvements. Keep this rally going that we've got. Hopefully in the next 20 minutes, excuse me, we can get down to $100 and we can be back on track for today.
He's begging. He's begging. Look at that. Look at him slapping his prayer hands together, pleading with you.
20 minutes, excuse me, we can get down to $100.
Like a virgin. And if the straight hand prayer doesn't work, the interlocked finger.
We can be back on track for
begging hammer fist will.
Today. This Jew is trying to steal my soul. Help me. Help me. How did this guy get to be a newscaster? I already said the Jewish part.
Well, you said that part already.
This guy
I think you hit it on the nose.
Off to the fantasy just to make the guy believe you. It's not necessary. It's not necessary. Rumors in the chat. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. $4.99 from Red Fox Mad. Says Aaron keeps talking about Nick and Kayla because Aaron misses the Kayla's Harry. No, Harry. I'm not going to let untrue rumors get started.
I'm not going to let untrue rumors get started. Like the time Citizen M tried to get that vicious thing going about April being on cocaine. Or like the time everyone said we were swinging. Or
Los Federales.
Yeah, he was in it for the boobs.
Los Federales with $2 says, has Slam Piece ever donated to the show? I'm sure at some point in the past. Rupert becoming a member for 26 months says, do you need a reminder about the last blonde bombshell you trusted?
Slam Piece is not blonde.
Look, Johnny, you can't fault a guy for being right, can you?
No. But to answer that other person's question, Slam Piece donates a lot to the show. Every time he gives up that back door just to help Aaron relieve a little stress, Slam Piece is doing his job.
I'm not a backdoor man. How dare
I don't
you?
Know. I would disagree with that. In fact, I may have a sound drop. Hold on. Let me see if I can find
it. Wait, I don't believe it. Odd launch. Thank you very much. Guys, we are 210 away from today.
$90. He's made $90.
We need to get that knocked out. We got about an hour before I start really begging. And we gotta get ourselves in position to knock that out. So if you're feeling like throwing us a couple of bucks, oh boy, would we appreciate it. Streamlabs, PayPal, Super Chats, members.
Did you hear Johnny yawn? Listen.
Oh boy, would we appreciate it. Streamlabs, PayPal.
Listen to Johnny yawn as he starts doing it again. Again, I think it's just an autistic tick, but it's like, we know how to donate. We know how to get the money to you, man. PayPal. Yanni?
Couple of bucks. Oh, boy, would we appreciate it. Streamlabs, PayPal. Couple of bucks. Oh, boy, would we appreciate it. Streamlabs, PayPal. Super Chats, memberships, Rumble Rants, any way you can contribute to the show. Oh, boy, would we.
Chuck E. Cheese, skee ball tickets.
Appreciate it, because we got to knock out that 210 and do overtime today.
Why do we got to knock it out?
It's so we can keep this show afloat.
The reason you have to keep the show afloat is to keep the show afloat? It's like he doesn't even hear it anymore. It's a nonsense. This is just who's he, what's it, floating around in the air. This is nothing. If you don't keep the show afloat, the show won't be able to keep going. If you don't keep giving, you won't be able to keep giving. Hurry up. Support the show so that there's a show to support.
Thank you. We started at 300 today, so it hasn't been a big day. But hopefully you guys can pitch in here in the next few minutes.
Hopefully. Hopefully everybody's just been locked out of their phone for a few hours, and now they'll start giving in droves.
And knock this thing down a little bit.
The AI just got evil.
In here in the next few minutes and knock this thing down a little bit. Lander says, never seen Aaron in the shooter in the same place.
Well, do we really have to bottom out? Can we just say this is going bad? And
Johnny's like had enough of this.
Stop.
Right? Like, can't we just address the fucking thing? Does it have to be in a certain way? Like, just stop. Knock it off. Oh, my God.
He's panicking.
Guys, we are 45 minutes away from having an unsuccessful show today. $4.99 from Ozone. Thank you, buddy. 205 is the number right now. Guys,
fuck. He's made $95 in 3 hours and 15 minutes. And again, I don't knock any show that makes more or less than that. It's just we don't need to know about it. It's ruining his day. He has a podcast that ruins his own day. I skip out of here almost every day.
Let's go on a big rally.
Let's go on a big one. These little rallies have been great. But how about a big one?
PayPal, Streamlabs, Venmo. Let's fucking knock this thing out. 205 away, 45 minutes left. Let's go on a big run. Everybody throw in a little bit.
Come on.
Cause. Ozone says, hey, just because I called you out for the PayPal donations only coming at the end and never earlier doesn't mean you should stop. It's a great bit. I know, but look, yesterday, nice and easy, knocking it out all day. Nice casual show. Felt good. And we did end up knocking it out because I'm a fuck who didn't have my Venmo on.
So, again, this was insane. He's saying on Monday we knocked it out nice and easy. They didn't. They didn't. I mean, he did because he didn't have the right Venmo account open, but they didn't knock it out. They sat there and panicked worse than this. By the way, they hit the goal today. What we're watching, he ends up hitting it. But imagine doing this to yourself for 4 hours.
But now today, it hasn't been that way. It has been more like you say, Ozone, all coming at the end. And I'm a big bag of jumpy stress. So Ozone, I like your way yesterday better.
Like, let's do it Ozone's way.
Yeah, I like doing it Ozone's way where it all comes in early.
Oh, that's how he likes it. I like it when it all comes in early. I like it when you give me money soon. I like more money now than later. If you're going to give money, give me the money now. Don't do it in a later time. Give me the money now. I like it when the money comes in now. Kevin Berry, why would any of his listeners give any money if the goal fairy will always make him whole by morning? Sometimes even give extra. Yeah, if he's going to top it off every time, just let him do it. Aaron, you just give $350 every day and let's just move on with the program.
I don't understand this at all. A few weeks ago, Patrick and I were tied at 13,400 subscribers. Now he's at 13,700 and I've dropped to 12,800. What the hell is going on? I guess it doesn't pay to be a monster who beats the hell out of women.
And no, that's not even true. He hit 13. I don't think he ever got to 13.1. And then he fell back to 12.9, and he was there for a couple weeks. And then yesterday, out of nowhere, he fell to 12.8, which means he's losing all these Ricada subscribers he gained. The 3,000 subs he put on over the past 3 months are leaving. And he keeps going, we're gaining subscribers. We're bigger than we've ever been. We're more successful than we've ever been. And yet here he is losing his mind for 4 hours.
It'd be nice. Guys, please, if you can, links are in the chat. Streams, PayPal.
Guys, please. The super tip link is at the top. Can you not find it? Are you all dumb? You're not dumb, are you? Are you all not giving because you're dumb? Oh, no. You're all too dumb to give. Prove you're not dumb. The links are in the...
Pal, Venmo, Super Chats, Rumble Rants, whatever you can do. Throw it at us. About $200 away can be done on Earth as it is in heaven.
Which is it? Do you guys want me to kill myself or are you dumb? What's the reason you're not giving? Because you want me to kill myself? Or because this was the worst show ever? Or are you just dumb?
Them says Sunday's 7 o'clock is members only show. The weekend has 47 other hours to sit on your ass with Slam Piece. Here's the thing, Citizen M. I have a meeting that's non-negotiable. Not like...
Yeah. Al-Anon. There's no other ones in town. There's only one Al-Anon meeting a week in all of Minnesota.
Legal or anything, but it's something I have to do for myself at 7 o'clock. I can't do a show. Oh, it says 8 o'clock Central. I don't get home till 8:30. Best I could do is 9. Citizen M says, hate to be negative, but you're seriously starting to anger me by blowing off members-only shows.
Now, again, I'm pretty sure this is a fake Citizen M who's just constantly trolling him, but he always walks his line because he doesn't know either.
I didn't blow off members-only shows.
Imagine arguing. This is your show. You're arguing with one guy. And not in like a fun way like I do it.
I did one this week. I did it on Sunday. I did it Sunday afternoon. You can go look. It's there. Sauk Rapids weather only applies to you. Hang out with Slam Piece when you don't already have shows scheduled.
Right.
My man, I did do a members only show.
The first time in a month.
This weekend. And I apologize for the weekends where I don't.
Oh, carry on.
All right. I don't want to catch Citizen M's wrath. MSO says at least Johnny has enough class to smoke crack in his own house. Goddamn right.
Well, it's not crack. It's just
shut up. It's crack.
It's just keef. It's keef. It's high grade weed. It's crack weed. Is
keef is high grade weed? He says.
What it is? It's crack weed.
Queed. There you go.
Imagine explaining to Aaron what keef is.
It's a little queed.
It's high-grade weed. I've been growing this keef for a while now.
Thermodyne Diesel with 10 gifted memberships. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
That's a giant help. $180 away from today. Keep the rally going, guys. Keep it going. Down, down, down. Lower, lower, lower. We can hammer this thing out by the end of the show.
Keef is shake, hayseed. No. No, James. I'd argue keef is the opposite of shake. You keef is good. Keef is super strong.
180. Lander says
keef is not shake. Come on, guys.
What me and Aaron do on our personal time is our business. That's not true. Johnny, I want you to take over for a little bit. My bladder is exploding just a wee bit. When we come back, I literally have a German restaurant dining experiences. I'm so excited for it. But I'm going to pee first. You guys are going to help knock out your 205 that we or no 180 that we have left. I'm sorry.
Guys, we've been doing a show. You haven't thought it's worth anything. Tell you what, I'm going to go to the bathroom and take a break. While I'm gone, give me the money. Give me the money.
Sorry, 180 is left. We're going to hammer that out. We're going to do overtime today.
We're going to hammer it out. We're going to do overtime. I bet when he hits the goal, he thanks himself. We did it, guys. We did it.
A successful show. Coming up in just and cry. Oh, well, goddamn. If everyone would throw in... $10. I think we'd have this thing hammered out in no time. 170 is now the number.
What is the show? Again, the whole point of the show is to get enough money to keep the show going. Imagine donating to this. Again, I like what you want to like and like give to what you want to give. And by all means, if there's something in this for you, keep giving. But like, you're dumb. You're dumb. This is a fake perpetual motion machine. He's literally, you got to keep giving so that I can wake up and ask you to keep giving. For what? For why?
Thank you guys very much. We're getting closer.
Johnny was out fingering shit last night. I actually said this to convey that he was fingering a woman to sound cool and casual. I said he was fingering shit.
It's starting to get to that livable number where we can, we're in shooting distance and knocking it out. So
guys, we're almost to a point where we can start really trying. We're almost to a point where we can, it's almost to a place where we can knock it out.
Everybody jump in. We'll get this thing taken care of. Like the program, subscribe to the channel. We appreciate you guys being here. Chevy fan says he cries regardless.
Right.
Thanks. I don't. If we win, I don't cry. If we lose, I'm a little bummed out. I do. I'll be honest. Like when we missed by 60, like yesterday, and then we get a half hour off, I'm like, that ain't bad.
Lies. When we miss by 60, I like it because then we get a half hour off. Do you believe that?
Yeah. Like,
but then I look at Venmo and I go, fuck.
Right. And by the way, overtime is always just begging. If you know, he does overtime on credit if he's within 50, and then he just spends that 30 minutes begging for that 50. So it's like, what is it even?
They knocked
it. He won't get off his phone. The whole show he's on his phone, just seeing if he's made money. Guys, we still haven't made the money. I still haven't made enough money. I wanted more money and I don't have the money. Guys, we're running out of time to get me to that money.
It out and I wasn't looking at it. I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
Now I don't know who I owe. Do I owe the evening show the extra 30 or the morning show the extra
30? Oh, God, they're going to fight over it. You know that evening show and that morning show. They're always at each other's throats. Why, I oughta.
30.
I would say if it was the morning show that knocked it out, then it would be the morning show.
Great stuff, guys.
The problem, the morning show got it under 50, so I cheated them out of that 30. And the evening show was the one who knocked out that last 30. So I don't, it's a difficult.
Teen on each.
Should we take it to the people's court?
I'm doing a member show this weekend, so that makes sense.
Teen each?
Yeah, throw 15 at each.
Yeah. Give each morning and night, guys, give them each 15 extra minutes of toe. You earned it. 15 extra minutes of toe. We got a story here about Trump's son, Barron. You're not going to believe what his favorite popsicle is. It's so gay.
Why aren't I doing a member show?
I thought you said this Sunday you had a thing.
What?
Didn't you say you had an appointment?
No. I can't do it at 7 anymore because I have a standing appointment at 7 every weekend.
This is going great.
But yeah, I can still do all right,
okay, I didn't know what you were talking about. I was trying to make a smart-ass joke and now
even Johnny's lost. What's the show? Where's the goal at?
I failed because I'm stupid.
All right, so it'll
What's the goal? Real quick.
Maybe 15 and 15 is the way to go. Who gives a shit? We don't hit our goal today. None of this fucking...
Is that true? Is Kiki breast... Sorry. Is Chrissy Mayer breastfeeding on camera to 30 people? And Kiki, by the way, was streaming earlier tonight to 30 people, too. It's over! They all have Kate Meany syndrome. They're all like, once I release this bombshell stuff about Steel Toe, everybody will see my worth. And stick around. They'll realize I'm a talent. That only works with Melton. That only works with Melton. Everybody else leaves Compound and then gets 30 viewers. Just as I suspected. Ain't nobody on Compound for Kiki and Gino. Sorry, Chrissy and Gino. Anyway, I don't know. Good luck to all of them. But by the way, that Chrissy clip that's going around talking about her quitting Compound. And by the way, they both should have quit Compound. It is censored or whatever. Gavin was fucking him over from the beginning and you know. But the reason they're all like, I helped bring a lot of those people in and they're there for me. They're not. Everyone's there for Kumia. Everyone knows it. and he might lose 50 fucking subscribers because Gino and Chrissy aren't on there, but you shall have to build your own audiences on your own merit. You can't, it's like Kate Meany recorded all those Steel Toe, all those Stuttering John voicemails and conversations and stuff, and thought, like, here we go, the Dabbleverse is going to love me forever. It's like, nope, we'll take what you have to offer and then beat it, whore. And now she's in rehab for the third time in a year, allegedly. Jesus Christ. Kick the coke, whore. You know what I mean? Like, at some point, the repeated rehabs are more than the coke. Like, do the coke until you die, or, like, let the rehab take and don't come out until it's done. So. Beloved chatter, my favorite Aaron move is pitting the morning fans against the evening fans as if they are different groups of people or who care or whatsoever. Yeah, that's the best. Oh, who's going to win today? The night guys or the morning guys? The night guys or the morning guys? Whew. Who's going to win?
Hey, buddy, where's the Dilithion gross voice?
Where's the Dilithion gross voice? It's there, right? Is the Dilithion gross voice gone? I'll kill myself. Pickle Dick says Steel Toe, sad version of the Jerry Lewis telethon. I mean, and that's saying a lot because the Jerry Lewis telethon is the sad version of the Jerry Lewis telethon. Hit the like button. That's a joke. It's an old fashioned one.
Matters, my man. So we've got a 12 show win streak going. Keep it alive. All right, let's find out what Hollerbox is doing.
Finally.
Or dude, like, you got to deal with it.
Yeah. Thank you very much to Ethan with $25 over on PayPal. He says, match this chat. Hey, I would love if you guys...
He said, match this chat.
$5 over on PayPal. He says, match this chat. Hey, I would love if you guys matched that $25 from Ethan. That's going to put us at $145 for today. Guys, we're getting closer.
Fuck, my little dick is starting to get acorn hard.
Let's make this thing happen. $145 is the number. Let's go on our last big run of the day. In the next,
there hasn't been any big runs. You've made $155 and just embarrassed yourself for hours.
Next 10, 15 minutes here. Let's see how far we can drop this thing down. Maybe we knock it out before we have to rattle the
How car. low.
That would be fucking superb. So go ahead and throw us a couple of bucks, just like Ethan did. 145 is the number. We're getting closer and closer every minute.
I bet everybody's going to match that 25. I bet everybody's going to throw in.
Keep it up, guys. Keep that energy going.
Keep that energy going. Keep that giving energy rocking.
Day one salt. I like day one salt. They usually have good stuff.
Day one salt? Oh, yeah. They're one of my faves.
Watch them be fucking terrible.
Where they do it. Just do it at home.
Fauci's Pangolin says, what the fuck did Johnny run around the chair 10 times? I didn't make that.
No, someone was saying, someone was offering me money to run around the chair 10 times.
Oh. That would be funny. I'd watch a 24/7 channel of that.
Oh.
And I said I couldn't because.
By the way, is my 24/7 channel down? What's going on with my life?
One, there's not enough space to run around the chair. And two, I literally can't physically run around.
I know. That's why we want to watch you do it. That's why we want to watch you rubber Johnny around the room. Don't you get it? Don't you get it? We want to feed you a trickle of dollars, like a hamster watering tube, to do things that hurt because we don't like you.
On the chair, we'd be here.
He doesn't get it. He doesn't even get it.
All day while I hobble around this thing.
I just think you guys should be fucking rad and drop $25 in because you think the show is fun and we're having a good time together.
Why aren't you rad? Why aren't you rad? I think you should give money because the show's rad and we're all having fun and we're all hanging out. We're all having fun.
That's what I think. 145 is our number today. Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo. P.H. Shedder becoming a member for 14 months says hello all. Thank you, buddy. I'm going to open up these 7 o'clock hour stories. While I do, you guys are going to hammer out the rest of today's goal.
I'm going to, you know what I'm going to spend the rest of the 6 o'clock hour doing? I'm going to open up all the stuff we didn't get to in the 7 o'clock hour because I was begging just in anticipation that you're going to keep giving.
And then I'm going to tell you about Stoney's Bar in downtown Rockville.
Ooh. Stoney's.
The Steel Toe Family Reunion, the 10th anniversary party.
By the way, if you go today to buy tickets, this is how lazy this motherfucker is. If you go, what is it, Eventbrite? Steel Toe Anniversary Show. The roast of Aaron M. Holt. Today, if you go to buy a ticket for this, bing, this is what it says. 10th anniversary roast of Aaron M. Holt. 10th anniversary roast. Roast. He hasn't changed anything. He's so lazy. He's so late. Again, years after they haven't done a Thursday show, the banners on all the social media still say they do a Thursday show. The text. He hasn't even changed the text. He doesn't give a fuck about this. He wants this to be a full-time job. He wants us to pay his bills. What he, you're paying for him to smoke cigars on his porch and not take care of his children. You're paying for this man to get his dick wet to walk around a small town and pretend like he's somebody. He's not. He's not. He makes frozen yogurt. That's what he should be doing. He should be helping people with their barbecue platters at a fucking restaurant. So look, he's still selling tickets for this roast. And if you go down to the bottom, I imagine, look at this, Aaron, Johnny, Matt, Oz, Gino, Keanu, and so many more join us for the Steel Toe 10th Anniversary Roast of Aaron, live at Stoney's. And he said nobody asked for a refund. I've gotten many emails from people forwarding me the conversations, their email threads they're having with Aaron about a refund, and he's like refusing to process them. Aaron's like telling people they can't get a refund. He told a guy that they had to go to Eventbrite for a refund. And then when you go to Eventbrite tells you you got to contact the organizer for a refund. So first Aaron was giving people a runaround. I have the emails. The people don't want to be identified, but I have the emails. They're sending me the threads. He told them they have to go get it from Eventbrite. And then when they email him back, he ignores them and dodges their questions. And then one of them, he told, no refunds. No refunds. So, I mean, it's just fuck. Yeah, I guess charge back. I guess. If you want a refund and he won't give you one, he's giving you the runaround, charge it back. I don't like chargebacks. Again, you're accusing someone of fraud. But if you should contact the vendor, and if they won't give you your money back, if you know, in good faith, try to negotiate your money back, and that's the policy. You know, the policy, like, again, Hackamania, people always went like, oh, you know, he's got the policy on there is that you can't get your money back. He can literally cancel the event and keep your money. It's like, yeah, every pro event almost has that clause. You just don't read it ever. You were just digging into it because it was Melton. And then how'd it go? Did Melton steal all the money and cancel the event? Or what happened? I don't remember.
All right, if you're feeling cool, throw a few bucks at the program. Johnny here is still paying off his $300 microphone setup at 18% interest.
Hey, Alexa, play Somebody Kill Me by Adam Sandler.
I don't know how much money do I have to offer for a full video of this event. He said it would be streaming. We can't count on that. We know now that there's no way this event's going to be streaming. There's no way he has time to set that up and figure that out. Just so insane. It's false advertising, Gino and Kiki not going. Yeah, of course, but he's never going to change it. He's not good at websites and stuff. I mean, again, he's got... It's fucking pathetic, dude. Like, again, it's Steel Toe. Are we going to sit here and, like, even go like, dude, he's such a loser. It's like, yeah. Yeah. But I feel like I'd give $500 for a Steel Toe anniversary show reunion footage. if somebody could film that whole show. You know, they're going to cut promos and do stand-up. And why haven't, and why hasn't fuck, what was I going to say? I totally blanked. Jesus Christ. I really blanked. Fuck. I had a question about his anniversary show. Shit. God damn, I'm never going to get this. What? Anyway, I'm willing to pay for the footage if anybody can get it. God, I had a really interesting point about this anniversary show that just slipped out of my goddamn mind. I'm never going to get that back, and I'm never going to forget it. That's going to bug me for the rest of my goddamn days.
Downtown Rockville, great place to go hang out, have a few drinks on the patio. Thursday is bike night.
He loves patios. One of his favorite pastimes is being outside, not doing anything, sitting outside. Dude, I might cancel the show today to go sit outside. Dude, I might. You know what? You know it's a great thing to do down at Stoney's? Sit outside.
At Stoney's. Midland Armory in downtown Foley. Of course, MidlandArmory.com. Our friends at Midland, Derek and Tracy, they have a great selection of...
They're the best. D-Dog and Trace, they're the best.
Firearms, both online and at their store. Also, tactical gear, knives, optics, everything you can think of.
It's just literally like you cannot be monetizing a show where you promote fire... Like, it's against... Every one of his shows can be demonetized for promoting firearms. For a sponsor. Like, it just is. He's so dumb.
Is at Midland Armory in downtown Foley or MidlandArmory.com. Go
downtown Foley. Let me get this right. If I'm in his world, if you want to support the Steel Toe sponsors, you drive to Rockville, Minnesota, and then you have a pizza with your Stoney's gift card. And then you head outside, and because it's a biker bar, someone's popped your tire. So you call All Care Towing three towns over. Now they come pick up your car. And while they're repairing it with the Steel Toe discount, you want revenge. So you head over to Foley, Minnesota, and you get yourself a gun. And you head back to Stoney's in Rockville. It's like, what a loser this guy is. What a fucking loser. Imagine, how do you not feel like a fucking loser promoting a bar, a tow truck, and a fucking gun store in your shit neighborhood? No one's coming. No one is coming over there. Fuck, dude. Again, I don't know who's dumber. I don't know who's sadder. The businesses or Mubi? Who looks stupider doing this every day?
Shopping at Midland Armory today. Visit MidlandArmory.com and find your newest addition to your firearms collection.
I do like collecting firearms.
And All Care Towing, 320-253-5203. For our friends at All Care, they have a huge
a truck and they tow you. What do they have? They have a huge what?
D203. For our friends at All Care, they have a huge variety of trucks.
Selection of trucks to be towed with. Nobody lets you pick what color truck would you like to come tow you. What is he saying?
For our friends at All Care, they have a huge variety of trucks and wreckers that can pick up everything from motorcycles.
What the fuck? What kind of ad is this? Nobody has cooler and more different wreckers. They have so many wreckers.
Cycles to heavy-duty vehicles. So the next time you go in the ditch or you get in an accident or the car stalls out, whatever it is.
On your way home from Stoney's, perhaps.
Make our friends at All Care Towing the place you call. They get out there faster than anyone else. That's
what is he talking about? They get out where? within a 7-mile radius of Sauk Rapids, Minnesota. What are you talking about? This has to be fake. This can't be real. Beloved Chatter says the street view of Midland Armory is a hellscape. You've got other things to be doing, Beloved Chatter.
It's All Care Towing, 320-253-52.
This Beloved Chatter is the fattest, laziest piece of shit I've ever seen in my life. What a fat, fat, ugly, lazy piece of shit. Fuck this guy. I'm calling it quits with Beloved Chatter. We're done, you fat sloth. You slow, fat, ugly sloth motherfucker. You fucking piece of shit.
203. All right. You guys knock out the last 145 bucks. We'll keep throwing stories at you.
Great, great. I was worried the stories might stop.
Should be a good one. Biden has officially approved. Fan says Kiki was on Win by 2 and his 120 viewers. Oof. That's rough.
You should have seen tonight. You should have seen tonight. She's praying for 120.
That's not even half the viewers we have on our B show.
Wow, our B show. What the fuck? Well, since when does Aaron do a show about bees? Hi, I'm Aaron Imholt. Somebody do the AI show where he talks about bees. With co-host Delethian Growth. And then you put the honey on the...
So wait, she went on Win by 2 with 100?
My bee podcast has more listeners. Jesus Christ. Hi, welcome to What's the Buzz with Aaron Imholt.
20 viewers, or she has that now?
No, he has that. That's actually, from what I've seen, that's a good day for him.
Whoa! When you had these people on, they were awesome stars. They were real talent.
I'm not really sure.
Shit on that. I don't do that.
When he had April on, she was like one of the best broadcasters in the state. He'd put April up against anyone. But now it's like April's a fucking whore. April's a cocaine factory spray painting whore. When he had April, when he had Nick and Gino on Friday, it's like Gino runs Rumble Fridays. Like that's all him. We're honored to have him. Like, we couldn't afford him. Gino's a talent. We imported some of the funniest guys in Keanu and Gino, and, like, they're just like, ah. And then now it's just like, oh, these guys are pieces of shit from the internet stuck to my shoe.
And April will marry Nick. Dude, if you marry Nick at this point, that's on you.
If you marry you at this point, that's on you. Right?
That's your life decision. God bless.
Right, Aguanita?
Day one salt with $20 on Rumble says, thanks for the shout out. The toe may have stepped in shit, but the smell attracted new viewers. Let them roll in. Shit toe's the only way to go.
Yeah, let the new viewers roll in as he's down 200 subs in the past 3 weeks. He's literally going backwards. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. They're rolling in. They're rolling in.
Stay funny. Oh, thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
We take home 16 of that. So
did you just give $20 and he only counted 16 of it? What the fuck? He hasn't done that for anyone else all night, but now he's back to nickel and diming people?
Stay funny. Oh, thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
We take home 16 of that, so that puts us at 130.
Fuck yeah!
Guys, we got 13 minutes before we start the hardcore begging type of shit.
There's 13 minutes before he starts begging. He hasn't even started begging yet.
We're only 130 away. You guys can do this. Everybody rally up. Everybody throw in a couple of bucks. We'll knock out this last 130 and call Tuesday.
Jesus.
Another win for the toe as well. Get in there, whether it's the links of the PayPal link.
There's a lot Stream of links. Labs,
Venmo.
We know you have a lot of links to choose from when you're giving to Steel Toe.
Whatever. Let's go in there and do it because we have clawed our way to to 130. We have clawed our way to shooting distance, striking distance, and I want to see you guys get us the rest of the way.
We are shooting ropes over here at Steel Toe. There.
And it's all been 20 bucks and under. It's all been small donations, 25 and under. So thank you, guys.
Why are you clapping for that? You don't like big donations? It's a great panicky look on your face. It's all been little donations. It's all been little donations. I like that. Meanwhile, 10 minutes ago, I like when it all gets knocked out at the beginning and big donations like Ozone said. I like that. Which one do you like?
Guys, very much for that.
And dad from some gangrene. Jesus. Now it's going wrong.
Hey, great guys, stuff, Johnny. Don't send me multiple emails about claiming your anniversary tickets.
Don't send him multiple emails about claiming your anniversary tickets. Whatever you do, don't send him fake emails where you try to claim your anniversary tickets. It'll throw his whole system off. His system is if you email me and tell me you're a VIP, you get free tickets. Not since the login for the overdose have I seen such lax security. It literally just says, are you sure you remember? And then you click yes, and it just lets you in. So whatever you do, do not email Aaron. What's his email address? Anyone? Do not email Aaron and just say, I'm a VIP. I want to come. I need tickets. And if you are a VIP and you've already emailed him about tickets, don't do it again or you'll make his life living hell. And he tells you that here in a minute. That's real. I'm not making it up.
It's very much for that.
And dad from some gangrene. Jesus. Now it's going wrong.
Hey, guys, don't send me multiple emails about claiming your anniversary tickets. If you've claimed your anniversary tickets, I got it. I just can't respond to all of them.
So now he's not even answering people who ask for their anniversary tickets. He's like, assume I got it and you're good. Well, hold on. I thought this thing was going to sell out. You're telling us there are very few tickets left and it's going to sell out. So if I'm a VIP, I'd like confirmation. I'm a VIP. Can you not email VIPs back? I know you can't email everybody. Obviously, hundreds of people are buying tickets every day, but you can email the people who are VIPs, right?
If you've sent them in, I've got it. If you come to the show and you tell me you sent it in, I got it.
If you come to the show and tell me you sent it in, I got it. No one's going to be at the door. Stoney's has 9 entrances. There's nowhere to like check tickets or pick up any sort of stamp. Guys, if you say you got it, you got it.
It's good. You're good to go. If you send me more than one, it's going to fuck up my numbers.
Uh-oh. Again, what's his email address? Anybody know? If you send him more than one, it's going to fuck him up. It's going to fuck him up.
Patrick, Ken, as a high desert dwelling former coastal elite, you'll never understand how the weather is remarkably terrible in the Midwest most of the time. When it's actually nice enough to go outside, we hit those patios hard.
So I apologize for that. If you've sent an email, I've got it, and you're good. JL not here with a dollar says, can someone explain why Jar Jar Bunks is talking about being German and Aryan? Aw.
Aw. Aw. I don't know the email. Can somebody... Somebody can figure it out. He doesn't have a website, so it's really hard to find out. I imagine it's like steeltoeentertainment@gmail.com or something. I don't know. Somebody can tell me, though. Let me check my email and see. But do you, like, okay, so just so you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7. 7 people sent me joke emails going, you said you get so many emails, it's annoying, so I thought I would send you another annoying email. Ha ha ha. Love this show. 7 people. 7 people thought that'd be a funny bit to do to me. I'm not kidding. The show isn't for you. This show's you're too dumb for this show. I'm not even kidding. You're like at the end, you're like, love the show. Just kidding. I am not kidding either. Unsubscribe and walk away. You're too dumb for my program over here. Okay? I can't have you. I can't have you. You and nine other idiots. What is it? Seven. It's like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. You're the only one who did. And I'll get, by the way, once it's posted, I'll get 13 more. You know? So, like, great. Fuck. First of all, I'm ruined. I'll never get over this. Aren't you embarrassed while you're typing it? While you're typing it, aren't you cringing? I bet nobody else is doing this. They are. Don't.
He's talking about me.
Oh. Anybody know his email address? That was the point of all that. I didn't get anybody to send his email address in. Oh, God.
No.
I like that name.
Trucker 18 Wheeler with 10 bucks.
No. You're right. There'll be three more because I did this. There'll be three more going like, you said seven. Only seven people did it. Here's another one. And I'm not kidding. You're too dumb to listen to me. I really want you to move on.
Says
Wizard Nug 2 wants you. He'll take ya.
But Aaron, according to Keanu, we don't know if April is at Nick's house. Oh my God, is Keanu like fucking buying every lie that the... Oh no.
Oh no. Is Keanu dumb?
Oh. The house is in Nick's fucking name.
Yeah?
The house is in Nick's name.
Hold on. Nick has another house. And again, do we have proof April's at this house at all? Again, maybe I'm missing something. I'm not up on it all. Do we have confirmation April's living in this other house? But again, Aaron's proof is, dude, the house is in his name. Yeah, no one's saying he doesn't have two houses.
April's been listed in,
I suppose. Thank you very much, by the way, for the 10 bucks, Trucker 18 Wheeler. Guys, we are 125 away from today's goal. Keep going. Let's finish it off. 120.
Okay, you saying she's there in the chat doesn't mean anything. How do we know that? You have to type a full sentence. We're in America, so you have to like prove it. You have to go, we know she's there because this.
Five is the number. This.
Okay, again, you going, the guest house is now subject to searches. Right. Again, do we know April's there? I'm asking one question. Yeah, but new documents got released. Right.
Can be done.
Same question still, though.
Hammer it out. Throw us a couple.
Aaron said. Got it.
A bucks, and we'll knock this thing out. Somebody, guys, 125 away from today's goal. MSO thinks he's got this. So says, quote, in the chat.
She was served papers there after the arrest. I know that. But again, does that mean she's there now? I'm asking one question. You're all answering like other stuff. I'm just like, we don't know where she is now. We don't know how long. I understand that's where she got served her HRO. I do understand that. But that doesn't mean she's like still there or any, again, this is all like, we're just going by what idiots say who don't really know shit. Is it likely she's there? Sure. It's likely she lives in their house. I don't know. I just like, it's not fair to be like,
chat, I've got this. Guys, prove him wrong. 25, that's doable. Fire away. We got 8 minutes.
I love these supercut.
JL not here. With $1, says Mr. Imholt, have you thought about nose reduction surgery to reduce the space between your eyes? Oh, they're shitty behavior in this situation. I
take the high road, dude.
I don't. So call that high road. Let's call it the high road then.
Yes.
By the way, thank you, Copperhead, with $20. He says she is brainwashed 100%. I think she is drinking way too much of the April Kool-Aid. That people are allowed to do that. All right, guys.
Again, I don't deny that April's probably a coke-addled lying whore. But that, none of that distracts from the point that Aaron probably beat the fuck out of his wife.
We got five and a half minutes left in today's show, and we are 110 away.
Look at Johnny. Johnny's just like coding something. Johnny pays no attention and gives no fucks to this program.
This is a remarkably doable number.
Remarkably.
Yeah! You said the secret word.
Let's finish it off. 110 bucks.
Let's do it. Let's finish it off together.
Bucks. Who's throwing in a little bit and knocking this thing out? Very doable, kids. 110 away. Let's start our engines. Let's start the rally. Streamlabs.
Start your
PayPal,
engines.
Super chats.
Ka-chunk, ka-chunk. Ka-chunk, ka-chunk.
Rumble rants. However you want to do it. We always appreciate it. 110 bucks away from keeping the streak alive and doing a half hour of overtime today. Off we go. We are.
Off we go. It's the last 5 minutes of the show. And we're off.
5 minutes and 10 seconds away. Let's start that rally. Fire it up. If you've got 5 or 10 to throw at us, throw 5 or 10 at us. Come.
If you've got 20, throw 20 at us. If you have 2292 to throw at us, throw that at us. If you have 1847, throw that at us. If you have $13, throw that at us. Just regular rules, whatever you want.
Coming up, we got the Trump shooter talking about his dick size. I mean, why not? We've got bad baby Catch Me Outside Girls OnlyFans number. It's just a gay guy out in the woods. We're going to do that. If we get to overtime today, we've got all that and more. So go ahead and throw in officially.
The first 4 hours of the show is me telling you what the last 30 minutes will have if you give.
5 minutes left to go. Let's do it, boys and girls. Let's start the rally. We're one.
He's like, if I just pick my voice up, it'll trick them into giving.
10 away. This is a doable thing. Let's get it done. Don't give MSO the victory. That just sounds depressing. We got yesterday's goal taken care of. We got last night's goal taken care of. Let's stay on this thing. We got 4 minutes left. This is not. These last 5 minutes have not been going well lately. They've been extremely stressful. Just get it in there. Force it in. Come on. 110 away. Just don't even worry. Just spit in the general direction.
Don't even worry. You should give me money without worrying. Now, I'm $100 short, and I'm shitting my pants over here. If I don't get this $100, I will kill myself. But you should give me money without even worrying. Be irresponsible. Throw it in. But me, on the other, if I don't get $60, I fucking lose it and pinky my eyeballs out.
And throw it in. Come on, guys.
Force that thing in there.
Great stuff, Johnny. What was it?
110 bucks. Come on. We can do it.
Remember to keep an eye on your Venmo this time.
You know what?
You're in the South.
Super. This one says from super anonymous fake donation, seriously fake. And they throw in 75 bucks.
Uh-huh.
Oh, guys, that means, come on. You gotta pick up the rest. We are
now we're inside of doing the overtime, right?
Yeah, now we're back to that 35 number. 35 bucks away from killing this thing. You guys can do it.
I have to use the restrooms.
You use the restroom. I got 2.5 minutes to do my carnival barking bit. $5 from Trucker 18-wheeler. Says also, Keanu said Aaron made Johnny cry.
A few minutes later.
No, I broke down on my own, but I had a little help from Mersh.
Yeah, Mersh helped.
And me reading all of Mersh's stuff to you in a mean voice.
Lab Glass with $10 says Hawk, Tua, and Thrust. Very nice. 25 bucks away.
Bring a bottle to piss, Johnny. This is depressing.
From today's goal. There we go, guys. Almost there. $25 is the number.
Look how shitty this chair is. It's so fucking busted. Look at it just moving after he gets up.
Minutes left to hammer out that last 25 and call it another win for the toe. Here we go.
Come on.
We're gonna do it.
I'm just waiting on that last 2-5 spot to come in, and then it's off to the old races again.
The show's over and it's off to the races. You're just waiting for the last 25. All right, well, just sit here and wait, I guess.
Lots of content, lots of stuff to do.
Guys, as soon as you get it in, this show gets good. As soon as you get it in, man, this show's going to be so good. When you give me more dollars.
Let's do the last 25 bucks. Oh, my God. Looks like Johnny had an accident. MSO says, sweat the 25. I really am. The 25 is really making me sweat here. A minute and 20 seconds left. MSO wants to win, but 25 is such a small number. You'd think we'd have that hammered out in no time. Oh, no. We're at least going an extra 30 today. But 25, I mean, now we're getting into that symbolic number range, but
what?
I still can't let that creepy son of a bitch win.
Who?
Huh? 1 minute. All right, 1 minute to go. I'm throwing the links in there one more time. 25 bucks is the number.
Again, I love that he always thinks the problem is they probably don't have the links. They're pinned to the top of the chat, but they probably don't have them. I'll throw the links in one more time. All right. Okay, I wasn't gonna, but you guys love it when I do. You're begging for it. Okay, one more time with the links.
Who's gonna... You don't. It doesn't have to be one person knocking it out all at once. We can do this as a team. Huh?
I don't really care how you give me money. Just give me money.
It can be a team thing. It can be fun, you guys.
It can be fun. Guys, giving me money can be fun. Come on, guys.
40 seconds to go and 25 bucks away. Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chats, Rumble Rants.
We know.
Gifted memberships. Anything.
Something. Anything.
Oh, my God, you guys. We've got 30 seconds left. 25 bucks to go. You've got to be shitting me.
Are you guys fuckballing me right now? Are you turd-nobbing me? Are you guys... Okay.
So I'm going to be begging again at 10:25.
Yeah. You're gonna beg for the next 30 minutes.
I really am a fucking terrible show host.
That's what he does. God, I guess the show is awful. I guess I'm the worst. I guess I suck. And then you're supposed to give him $5 and go, no, Aaron. There. It's okay. You're not the worst. We don't want you to kill yourself.
All right, 15 seconds to go. Yes, I did get lab glasses 10. 10, 9, 8, 7.
Again, imagine designing your show to have all this anxiety and failure. Designing your show to end it like this every day.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And then it'll be like, all right, let me go refresh everything. Let me just make sure we suck.
25 bucks short.
You guys are fucking me over. Yeah. You not giving him money is fucking me over. Hey, Wizard Nug, you haven't given anything today. You're really fucking me over.
Oh, I'm sorry. Big Chris with 10 bucks.
I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight, you piece of shit. You're really fucking me over, dude. You're really fucking me over, Wizard Nug.
15 bucks.
There's a reason you're the second. There's a reason you're two. You'll never be Wizard Nug 1. Never.
Short. There you go. Thank you, Big Chris. Very cool of you.
Very cool.
15 away. We'll see if we wrap that up.
Let's find out. I can't wait. I'm on Nint and Peedles.
In the next half hour. 15. I just want to let you guys know, 15's cold-blooded. Todd with...
Guys, if you don't knock this 15 out... Dude, if you...
$5. Thank you.
Damn, man.
Thank you very much from Todd. That's going to put us $10 away for the day. There we go.
So now he counts every five. Remember when he got that 20 before? He's like, we get 16 of that. Now he's back to counting every five as five.
All right. Last 10. Coming at you. Coming in hot with that last 10 bucks. Fuck it. You guys could do that in all in $1 donations. I like that. I like when we get really close and then everyone just does a dollar at a time.
I like that. I like when I get big donations up front. I like that. I like when I get a little. I like when you guys get close and then you do $1 at a time. Oh, I like that. Aaron likes all the ways you guys give him money. Oh, you guys are going to be mean and just nickel and dime me all the way to the end. I like that. Oh, you guys are going to go way over and knock it out. I like that. Oh, you guys are going to show the morning show and go way over. I like that. I like that. Oh, you guys are going to give me big chunks and knock it out early. I like that. Oh, little donations today. No big donations. I like that. Yeah, he likes money. Yeah, he likes money. Oh, you guys are going to do it this way? Ah, I like that. I like that.
And we knock it out.
I like money. I like money.
That way. Yeah, King Kong Dong just said in the Rumble chat, last 10, we should do a dollar at a time. I'm in.
I'm in. I mean, I'm not giving any, but I'm in to receive it like that. You guys, that's a fun way to give me money. I'm in. I'm in. You know what? I'll allow it. I'll open up, you know, I'll open up the donations. I'm in. I'm in. I'm in? How much are you in for? Oh, you guys are going to give me dollars like that? I'm in. I'm in.
I'm in for it.
Fucking hell. I've never seen anything like it. He's not giving anything, but he's in?
All right, guys, let's go into this Trump shooter on the floor. Hey, $5 from a guy saying MSO. Oh, thank you very much. And another $5 from Donald Trump, too. He says, I love Steel Toe. It's the greatest. I've watched Steel Toe, and I said, wow, I love this. Thank you, Donald. That's very nice. Guys, that's $10. We're done.
Another winner. Another win for the Toe.
Oh, Patrick, what you don't appreciate is the evolution of my begging. Anyone remember the hype train? What about Shaka and the offering plate? When I've reached my final form, the goal will be hit post-haste.
You'd be surprised. Remember? Remember when he sold Shaka and the offering plate? But it's still there. It's still there, I think, on his set. He reaches for it every once in a while.
We fucking did it, guys. We knocked out that last 10. It's over. The winning streak continues.
Does it? Does it? I mean, there's a streak, but it's shit. It's shit.
For the Toe. Thank you so much. All right, you want to watch the Trump shooter joke about his dick? Watch Steel Toe from 6 to 10. No. Watch a guy brag about how giant his cock is. JL not here with $2 says, dang, Aaron shots fired at Ethan the Gunt Ralph on how he is the Memphis Micro.
All right, so that's Steel Toe. That's where he's at as of yesterday. And boy, oh boy. Boy, oh boy. Is it a bad? It's a bad. He's a man. All right, what are we doing? What are we doing? What else? Do we want deals? Do you guys like the deal guy? Do you want deals? I'm starting to think you guys don't even like deals. I did end up buying. I bought the hit the like button. I got the Bose Quiet Comfort Ultra over-ear headphones. We'll see how they are. I got a great pro. I got $329. I got them for $329. They're normally $449 or something. Anyway. That's what I'm into. That's what I'm into. I bought a new hard drive. I bought... for my NAS. My NAS just constantly needs new hard drive. I'm doing too many programs, and it's really starting to weigh on me. It's classic summer. Whoa. It's classic summer. Whoa. It's classic summer.
It's a classic summer. The Wild Wild Hoagie Fest. It's a classic summer.
She's back. She's auditioning. She's not singing today. She's doing a self-tape audition with a teleprompter. And she says she didn't get the role, but she was very satisfied with this performance. Ladies and gentlemen, Summer Sinclair. It's a Wawa Summer.
Lena.
Who's there?
Boo.
That wasn't funny, Daddy.
Come on. You have to admit, it was a little funny.
Sometimes I just want to punch you.
Whoa, what's going on, Lena? Did something happen?
Were you hiding inside the restroom?
Definitely not. No, no way. Come here. Tell me what happened.
I don't want to talk about it.
Her acting is so fucking bad. Almost as bad as her stand-up. What makes these old women have these second lives? They all, like, get divorced, or they were all, like, real estate agents or, like, secretaries or, like, dental hygienists. And then they all, like, turn 50 and get divorced, and they're all like, I'm going to be a comedian. I'm going to do stand-up. I'm going to be an actress. You'll see. You'll see.
Building is old and spooky. Things go bump. Strange shadows everywhere.
You are not helping.
Doors open by themselves.
You said you were not in the restroom.
I wasn't. But the janitor has a loose board on the floor, and if you jump on it...
You just don't know when to stop.
Where's your sense of humor? Lena!
Come back, Lena!
I'm relocated to the coffee shop on Water Street in case you guys want to join me.
I'm really leaning towards an earthquake cluster, like the one we had that July 3rd or 4th, remember? Lena, I felt a seismic wave roll through.
You can call it whatever you want. I call it quits.
Lena, wait.
Are you coming with me or what?
Lena.
I'm not going to be the idiot who gets trapped in a haunted building.
This building? You can't be serious.
Haunted. It's haunted.
Wish it were haunted. It would make working here be more interesting. There are no ghosts here, okay? Don't you think I would know?
Your eyes aren't squinting. I guess you're telling the truth. I felt a wave too, a rolling wave.
Yeah.
You were on Molly.
Exactly. That's what I felt too, a seismic wave. And then door mayhem.
It didn't shake.
No, it didn't shake.
So you think that quake wave did it?
Absolutely. This place is built atop an old landfill.
First of all, I can't wait to see this movie. This sounds dope. I don't even know what they're talking about. Haunted houses, quake waves, relocating to the Starbucks on Water Street. I'm in.
Quakes will feel very different here. You're new to the valley. You'll get used to these geological upsets.
Geological.
You gotta see this.
Hi, my name is Summer Sinclair.
It's classic summer.
All right, we owe an apology to Moody, who's the one who turned us on to the great Alex Chu. Alex Chu. So he told me, you have to watch this one today. And when someone tells me what I have to do on a day, boy, oh boy, do I love that.
Sup, this is Alex Chu. Come here.
I love that. I love when people tell me what I have to do. Yesterday, Alex Chu taught us how to go the rest of your life by buying only one can opener for the rest of your life. And that's a pro tip. That is a pro tip. Turns out, if you want the TLDR, the way to only buy one can opener for the rest of your life is to buy two can openers and hardly ever use one of them. Okay. So now we have another Alex Chu video, and this one might be better than the first.
Sup, this is Alex Chu.
It's from the mind of Amazon drivers everywhere. Why I always urinate inside a bottle and never pee in a toilet. Why I urinate inside of a bottle. We're going to need a chew voice pronto, Moody. I can tell you that. This guy's not going anywhere anytime soon. This is one of our new guys. Why I always urinate inside of a bottle and never pee in a toilet. Moody, I am very sorry for being cranky today. I had a really bad day and everything was going wrong, but this seems like it's really going to make up for that. Let's find out.
Sup, this is Alex Chu coming at you with another episode. This episode, I want to teach people how to save money by just urinating inside a bottle.
Now, if you're like me, you're tired of paying to pee. So, I'm listening. Save money by peeing in a bottle.
I know it's.
I have to move for this fucking guy. Well, I just cover him up.
This sounds like a gross subject, but hey, you know, I have nothing to talk about today. So, anyway, today, yeah.
For instance, I made this whole shirt out of pee.
I want to tell you, my name is Alex Chu. I'm the guy who invented physical mortality rings. These are rings that you put on your small finger strings.
Always plugging the immortality rings.
You wear them, you don't age anymore. You become physically immortal. For example, I'm already 51. See, I'm still pretty slim, right?
By the way, we've watched 3 videos of this guy. He shows his abs in every video. Like, this is going to, like, first of all, unless these are cock rings. Pull your pants up.
Work out, you know. Don't have a beer belly. In fact, I'm an alcoholic.
The flag is his name. Everyone calm down.
When I wake up, I have to drink whiskey, you know. But I still look pretty good. If you go to my website, livemuchlonger.com, you see lots of testimonials. Most of them give me 4-star, 5-stars. So if you're interested, you want to look like me when you're 51, livemuchlonger.com, livemuchlonger.com. Link is at the bottom of this video.
If you want to look Asian when you're 50, get these rings.
Today is September 24th, okay, 2022. Jerome Powell just raised interest rate another 75.
Oh, no. He always wants to tell us how to save money with can openers or peeing in bottles, but he's always going to shove some political perspective in. Now, before I tell you guys how to save all your money by peeing in plastic bottles, real quick, you seen what this Jerome Powell's up to?
5 points, right? So, there's going to be a housing bubble, man. I mean, no doubt.
Anyway, if you find yourself caught in a housing bubble and homeless, you're not going to have a toilet to piss in. Take heed.
I have nothing to talk about, and I just want to tell you how I save lots of money by peeing inside a bottle.
No one comes around me, so I never have to buy anybody anything like a coffee or a lunch. And that saves me a lot of money. Now, the downside is I always reek of urine. Look at this bottle. It's growing mold, you know? Not since someone made homemade Jenkum have I seen a jug of gross.
Okay, this is my urine right here, yeah.
Yeah, we believe you. Stop bragging, by the way. There's chunks.
I have few of these bottles, okay, at home.
Yeah. Yeah. You and Howard Hughes. What the fuck is going on? What is happening, everyone? What's wrong with the toilet? I reserve that for draining my meat.
I live by myself. I live in this.
We know. No woman would put up with this. Honey, your urine's got to go.
big house by myself, and I rent a room to a friend, right?
I live by myself, except for the friend who lives here. So I don't think this guy, every one of this guy's problems seem to revolve around his inability to count. How to live your whole life with only one can opener. Get two can openers. I live here alone in my house with one friend. What? What? Like, crows can count to two. Crows. Crows. All the corvids, really.
Yeah, and I've been saving money all these years by peeing inside a bottle. I don't pee into the toilet. At first, I got this idea of peeing inside a bottle, not because I want to save money. It's because...
Also, if you're never flushing your toilet, how brown and yellow are your toilets? You know, if you don't exercise the gaskets, George, if you don't work the toilet gets gross too. So this is really a lose-lose-lose.
So... I found this bottle wash up on the beach, and I thought it would be at one of those letters from years ago by some poor bastard lost at sea. Maybe a sad romantic last message to his wife, but it was only full of piss. What the hell kind of message is that?
Good point.
You know, I'm a single man. I don't have a wife, right?
Pissage in a bottle.
And I don't like to clean, you know. Men don't like to clean. And I was peeing inside the toilet, and I realized, like, every...
Like an idiot. Like a common fool.
It's like, I have to clean the toilet every day. I'm sick and tired of it, you know. Not just the inside, not just the bowl. I have to clean the outside. I have to clean the...
I splash everywhere. I'm disgusting. I have to wipe my toes and calves off every time.
Rim of the toilet. I have to clean the, you know, the
regular rules. We know the parts of a toilet. He's like, no, you don't get it. You have to clean the lid and the bowl. It's like, right?
The ground, right? Near the toilet. I have to clean the floor near the toilet. This is
And now you don't. What, you just put crime scene tape over your bathroom? Your friend comes over, they want to piss. Do you make your roommate do this? He goes in there to piss. You're like, no! No! Tomorrow I'll show you how these bottles aren't just a fruitless effort, and they save me thousands a year on showers. But that's tomorrow's video. Right after I tell you what... You won't believe what George Stephanopoulos said.
Or else I would smell urine, you know? You know, because when a man pees, it sprays, right? Your urine sprays all over.
What the fuck? Maybe your rings are doing this to your nozzle. My pee doesn't spray out like a Play-Doh fun factory just drenching the wall.
Fucking place, you know? It's not...
It sprays out. No? No? Do you have a lesion or a cyst? Do you have a skin tag on your urethra?
Like a straight shot. It's just...
I mean, it absolutely does come out in a straight shot. Most of the time. Don't get me wrong. I get it. You know, I get it. There's absolutely times where it decides on its own to do something with pie and come out at an angle. But other than that...
Spraying all over the place. And it's just... And therefore, I decided...
Spraying all... I got tired of pissing all over my own... What if you just...
You know what? Fuck it. I'm a single man. I don't like to clean, so I'm just gonna... So, these are juice bottles, right? So I just save these juice bottles, and I just pee inside this bottle. I've been peeing inside a bottle for, like, 7 or 8 years.
Humble brag!
At least 7 or 8 years. I don't really remember when I started. But hey, you know what? This is the best.
It isn't.
Peeing inside a bottle... first of all, I don't spray my toilet anymore. I don't pee at the toilet anymore, right? So this bottle could be anywhere.
Yes.
I put this bottle in the living room. I put this bottle near my bed, you know? So basically, I don't have to...
Right outside my roommate's door.
Like, walk all the way to the toilet. And also, the toilet don't smell anymore. And also, you know why?
Yeah, just the rest of the house. The bathroom smells awesome. I have the best smelling bathroom. Don't go in my kitchen. You will gag. You will gag. You guys like ammonia?
Save a shitload of money by peeing inside a bottle, okay?
You save a shitload of money. I mean a shitload. I haven't had to refill my scrubbing bubbles in years.
I save lots of money by peeing inside a bottle. Because two of us live in this big house, right? So my water bill has increased a lot. I remember when we first started, okay? My water bill was like $20 a month.
You're literally flushing away money.
Right now the water bill is like $40 a month. But hey, I tell you, usually I'm not the guy who's wasting water. It's my roommate. He's wasting a lot of water, you know?
My roommate wastes a lot of water. I don't do it at all.
Give the guy a break. I mean, peeing in a bottle is better than drinking it. Trust me, I know.
How do you know he's not drinking it? Again, that'll be tomorrow's video. You guys, I used to buy these jugs of juice, but now that I started peeing in them, I'm like, why am I ordering juice when I make my own juice?
He takes a long shower and he has to wash his car and all that shit, you know. I don't waste water at all. In fact, I pee inside a bottle.
I waste water.
And how I get rid of my urine, I pour it into the grass.
That ain't good.
Or
that will kill your grass.
Once in a while, because I have a lot of these bottles, you know.
I punt them over into the neighbor's yard.
Well, not just one. I have like...
Is this Dan Ninen's boy? Holy shit. You redeemed yourself, Brian Landon.
Four or five of them, right? And what I do is I would, like once a while, okay, I would, when all my bottles are full, I just pour it into the toilet, you know?
What is going on? Again, this guy's invented immortality rings. He wants to live forever. Pissing in bottles. One can opener.
I've been pissing my pants for years. This bottle idea is genius.
I think he probably does that. We caught Crazy Joe pissing in bottles before. Saw his whole dick on the stream. His whole dick.
And I flush it, right? Pour into the toilet and I flush it. And that's it.
Yeah, we assume you flush it after you pour it in the toilet. I assume you didn't go get a crazy straw and invite the neighborhood kids over.
So it's like I could pee inside a bottle for at least, I don't know, 50 times. 40 or 50 times. Then I flush it only once. You want to see?
I could fill that bottle up in two pisses. Fill that bottle. It's a spinoff of Name That Tune.
And I pee like 40, 50 times and I flush it only once. So I'm saving a lot of water. You could imagine, hey, every time you flush the water, that's a lot of clean water that you flush into the toilet, man. That's a lot of clean water. I mean, my toilet would...
It's a gallon.
Every time, okay, the whole tank, every time when the tank is full, it's like at least 8 gallons of water. Eight gallons, man.
You know, why not buy a low-flow toilet? It's like a gallon per flush. Some sort of thing, you know? Showers are like a gallon a minute now. They make low flow.
You pee once and you waste 8 gallons of water. And especially right now in California, there's a drought, right? Everybody knows that. California, we have a drought situation, right? So I suggest people to, if you're a man, right? If you're a man, you should get yourself a whole bunch of these bottles. And
if you're a woman, you should just stop pissing. Gross.
Pee inside a bottle. Get a bottle that has, you know, these big openings, right?
How big? You're Asian. How big does it need to be? I feel like you could use a 5-hour energy. I feel, you said you feel that you can piss in that 50 times. Holy shit. Let's get you an aspirin bottle.
And just pee right inside. Just pee right inside.
Yeah, we know how to do it. He's telling you how to do it. He's telling you how to do it. No, you just, guys, here's how you do. You just take the lid off and you pee right inside. You're probably asking yourself, how does this peeing in a bottle thing work? Let me show you. The lid comes off, and then you put your penis in.
You just pee right inside.
It's a little gross, but hey, you know what? It's actually cleaner than, you know, peeing at the toilet.
Everyone who wants you to do whatever their weird thing is they're trying to get you to do always tells you it's actually whatever. Like, it's actually, you know, like Aaron says that Nick told him about the cocaine. Like, it's actually not dangerous at all. It's actually more dangerous to not do cocaine. It's actually cleaner to pee in the bottle. What? Why?
Because, first of all, when you pee out of toilet, you basically, you make a mess, you know? You have to clean it all the time. It's where all you smell the urine. You smell the urine within one day, okay?
Within?
You pee now, tomorrow you wake up.
It also begs the question, what's in his urine? What makes his urine smell so bad that he can't take it anymore? He's like, I pee in the toilet, I flush it. Within one day, I'm smelling the urine.
You smell urine at your toilet, you know? You don't have a wife, you don't have a girlfriend. Oh, that's tough, man. That's tough. So if you're a single man like me, okay, you should get yourself a whole bunch of these bottles and just pee.
What's he saying? If you have a wife or girlfriend, then you should pee in your bathroom so it smells like urine. That's fine. It's acceptable if you have a wife and a girlfriend. If you're a man, things are rough. You should just...
in a bottle, you know? You save a lot of money. You save a lot of water, right? And also, you don't have to clean your toilet all the time.
We've actually been able to lower the goal significantly since it stopped pissing in bottles. Before, Jesus Christ, Johnny and Matt would come over here. They were flushing like the Dickens. I was like, please. Please, use a bottle. What are you, animals? So we'll be lowering the goal significantly because of the bottle usage.
You know, see, I only use my toilet when I take a shit, right?
Stoney's actually, they sealed all the bathroom doors. They just provide bottles now when you go in.
When I pee, I never use the toilet. Imagine. So anyway, that's all I wanted to talk
about. It's such a weird brag. It's such a weird brag. Dude, I, like, never use a toilet. I, like, rarely ever use a toilet, dude. Does this guy sell these bottles? You can use any bottle, bro. You can use any bottle. Fucking hell. Between the can opener trick and this, I don't even know what to say. What? Like, how do you pick a video of his to watch? They're all, like, they're all great. Men walk away from dating modern women. How to cook and fix your own cars during hard times. He's teaching men how to be men again, which I think Aaron would find fascinating. This is my new favorite man that we're going to be watching 100%. We're going to have to start watching this guy. I'm wrapping up. I know you guys are going to get mad and hate it. But I am going to have to get out of here early. We'll do something else before I go. I'm not running off right now. But I got to be up at 4 a.m. and drive for hours. The power being out fucked me. My whole day today fucked me. COVID's fucking me. Thank you to Jason Bentley for being the EP of whatever the fuck this is anymore. And there's no more me until Monday. There will be no more me until Monday. Enjoy the break. You have a lot of other people to watch. I'm going to enjoy it. These are all the high rollers, too, so they can't say I didn't plug them twice. No super show. Yeah, it didn't work out. You're not getting a super show. I'm full of lies. Never trust me. Never trust me. Never, ever, ever. Anyway, I'll be back Monday, and... Yeah, it's just been, the last 24 hours has been a comedy of errors for my life. And one thing after fucking another. The power going out, and honestly, I have to be honest, I've been very lucky with the power going out in Vegas. My first couple years here, I had some afternoons with no power. And you literally, like, you gotta sit outside in the shade because inside's insanely miserable. It becomes so hot and unbearable. So I've been lucky the past few years. I don't really get power outages. But last night sucked, and it just
It starts creeping. The heat starts creeping. Starts creeping. Not good. Not fun. Oh, God. Okay, we're going to watch one more thing before I go. I almost want it to be another Alex Chew, but what? It's got to be shorter. But it's also got to be good. Oh, he's predicting U.S. Civil War? How to start a 2007 Toyota Corolla with a faulty sensor wire? People are going to want to know how to do that. Some of these are actually in Chinese or something where they're almost unbearably... Men stop dating because they buy cheap sex dolls on eBay? Is that true? Is this something about... Okay, he's got a lot of ideas about a lot of things, and I don't know where to start. Weird dating story experiences? Is he going to tell them?
Sup, guys? This is Alex Chew coming at you with another episode. But this episode, I'm going to present you three videos.
I don't even know what it's an episode of. I got to be honest. What is it an episode of? I'm back with another episode? It's like you, Andre? All right, hold on. Oh, we had Corndef. Corndef gifting 10 members. Corndef, is it? Thank you, Corndef. What a nice, nice corn. What a nice kernel.
Of interest.
Thank Corndef. Oh, we're under 200 members away from 3,000. Which is bananas.
Hey, Patrick, why are you leaving so soon? Don't you want to watch more of my videos? If we hit the goal, will you pee in a bottle?
Is that supposed to be Alex Chew? Back to the drawing board, I think. Not really.
Interesting dating first dates. Interesting first date stories, okay? You know, they dated somebody and it went wrong or it went horrible. Or it was funny or something. Three videos, okay?
I went over to his house. And everywhere were these little bottles of piss.
But before I talk about these three videos,
I'm the creator of the Amoto rings.
Show you. I'm going to tell you. My name is Alex Chew. I'm the guy who invented physical mortality rings.
Hello. My name is Alex Chew. I'm the guy who invented the physical mortality rings.
Are rings that you put on your small fingers. You become physically immortal. You don't age anymore. For example, I'm already 52.
How much are these rings? Could I get a set? Could somebody send some of these to the P.O. box? We have a P.O. box. Did you know? Somebody send some of these to the P.O. box. 4948 Mountain Vista Street. Box number 13932, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89121. Send them over. 4948 Mountain Vista Street. P.O. box 13932, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89121. Nobody likes onions. I got to get some of these rings. I got to get some of these rings.
Look at my waist. See? Still very skinny.
I'm afraid all this could go away. I want to live forever. I want to live forever.
Ray, I don't have any.
Three payments of $250? What if I just have the $250 on me? What if I roll that deep?
Beer belly or anything. If you go to my website, livemuchlonger.com, I have lots of testimonials from Amazon customers. Most of them give me 4-star, 5 stars. If you're interested, go to livemuchlonger.com.
I'm about a 10 and a half if I need a size.
Link is at the bottom of this video. But anyway, here are three videos that I want to present you. And one thing good about my video reviews is that...
For the pinkies, is it smaller?
I don't say anything, okay? I'm going to give you the links. If you want to find these people, for example, if you see this video, oh, she's a cute girl, I want to date her. But, you know, a lot of these other video reviews, they don't give you the link. They don't tell you who this girl is, you know?
I'll help you find her. I'll give you her address, where she works, when she'll be walking to her car later.
You know? Like, where do you find her?
You see a girl you like online, where do you find her?
I mean, like, right now.
I always give you the link, okay? At the bottom of this video, you could find where I downloaded these videos, okay? Like on TikTok or Instagram or Facebook, wherever. I'll give you the links, okay? But anyway, enjoy these videos.
This is why you should always look up the guy you're going on a date with before you go on the date. One time I was out with my friends and I see this guy really cute looking at me. He ends up coming up to me and he asked me to go to dinner. Go to this great dinner. He's asking me a ton of like get to know you questions. He asked me what my job is. I'm a photographer. It's like, oh wow, that's so cool. Just to see my work, etc. As the dinner went on, he started to ask me more questions where I felt like he already knew the answer to. So I'm like, maybe he just looked me up on Instagram before or whatever. I go home and I'm FaceTiming with my best friend and I'm telling her about the date and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna look him up now. So I find his Instagram and as soon as I see the username, my stomach sinks. I'm like, I've seen this username before. I click on the messages. He has messaged me like 45 times in the past 5 years.
Oh my God, did you fuck him?
Responding to stories about my photography, my friends, everything he asked me questions about like he didn't know the answer to. I don't know why he couldn't just tell me that he was following me before, but I got super creeped out.
Are you able to come somewhere and share my worst date in my history of 31 years of living?
Whose voice is this? Why is this old Japanese man watching all this stuff?
This date took the cake. So it was our third date. The first two were amazing. Like, I was smitten with this guy. He checked all of my boxes. I was like, yep, he could be the one.
Oh my God, how many boxes does she have? Am I right?
Anyway, on our third date, he invited me to this charity event, and he sent me a link for it, but didn't tell me anything else about it. Didn't tell me he was going to be there, and I was like, you know, keep an open mind. I don't know what to expect. I'm like,
Jesus Christ, I feel like I'm on the date.
For anything. So he picks me up from the train station. This event is, like, way over the other side of the city, so he, like, picks me up halfway. And he's, like, really nice in the car, telling me about, like, you know, his week, and he's being a bit flirty, and I'm like, oh, this is so nice. We get to the car park. We're walking over to the venue. I link my arm around his. This man leaps back, literally brushes me off, and was like, oh, do you mind if we just chill for a minute? Don't want to...
This didn't happen.
I walk in holding hands. My stomach dropped, because I was like, I've never had him talk like that before. Like, what? So he charges ahead of me into the venue, and it's the kind of venue you have to sign in. So I'm like still signing in because he's gone ahead of me, whatever. He leaves me at the door.
He definitely saw his ex.
To rush over to say hello to his ex-girlfriend. I didn't know that I was meeting his ex that night. Like, I'm really close with my ex, but I would always give a fucking heads up.
I mean, what is this? Why did they do a different voice for her?
Anyway, so I toddled over, and I get introduced to them, and he introduces me to one other person, and then this man scoots over to the other side of the room. I do not see him for like 45 minutes to an hour, and for most of that time, he's at the bar with his ex. And
this is just boring. No one cares. You're a boring bitch. You're a boring bitch. And the fact that you stayed there for 45 minutes, leave. What a fucking boring bitch.
Awkwardly trying to make conversation with these people. They're like, oh, how did you know about this event? I'm like, oh, I'm with so-and-so. On a day, it was really awkward. And I was like, I can hold my own in a room, right? So I was trying hard. At the last meeting.
Look at it, how long?
No, it's true. I'm out of my hinge profile. You're gonna have to go to a part two.
Okay,
I'm not going to part two of that story. I'm never going to part two of that story.
Sorry that part two is taking so long, but honestly, I felt so uncomfortable that a lot of this is blocked out of my brain. I feel like I blacked out. Like, I can't remember everything. So I've been sitting here trying to take notes to remember as much as possible. So
I want
to
remember this horrible date forever.
Share as many details as possible, but there's definitely...
Why do women do this to themselves?
A lot that I'm forgetting. I might have to go on to part three because I feel like I'll have to explain certain things, but it just, let's see what I can remember. So off the bat, exactly.
All right, guys, catch me on part three. She's wasted so much time.
You expected. There's no substance to him. He repeats the same shit over and over and over. All he wanted to talk about was how hot I am, how beautiful I am.
Dude, I'm right here.
Which, like, thank you, but also no fucking thank you, because I'm not flattered at this point. I feel very uncomfortable. Like, you're creeping me out. How many times all you want to talk about is my looks and the idea of touching me? Like, he said something like, I just want to hug you. And I, like, he did something like that with his arms. And I was like, what? Like, we're sitting in a restaurant and like we're eating, we're talking, like, I'm just like, it came out of nowhere. So I don't remember exactly what I said to
these are these girls' worst dates. Like, oh my God. Like, he kept repeating himself and he wanted to touch me. I had to come right home and make a video.
That, I think I might have just said, like, where did that come from? And then he's like, I want to kiss you. And he, like, looked away and said that. And I was like, what? He's like, nothing. I'm like, did you say you want to kiss me? Like, what? I'm so, like, perplexed where this is, like... Like, all he wanted to talk about was how I looked or him wanting to hug me or kiss me or things like that. So I told him, like...
How I roll, baby! Let me kiss them lip.
Don't even get that idea in your head, because that's not even, like... I'm not even thinking that, like, at all, and there's no potential for...
Not even a little bit? Not even a little bit.
That at this point in time. And so he was like... Doesn't that get old, though? And I'm like, doesn't what get old? He's like...
Not sucking my dick?
That gets unattractive at a point, that persona. So I'm like, what persona? He's like, that whole thing. So I said, what? Having, like, boundaries, self-respect? Like, what part of that gets old or gets unattractive? He's like, no, you know that's not... You know what I'm talking about. I'm like, I genuinely don't know what you're talking about. This is our first date, our first time meeting, and I'm telling you to stop telling me you want to touch me and kiss me. That gets unattractive to you.
It's just called dating. Like, yeah, sometimes it doesn't go well. You don't have to run home and make a TikTok.
Like, you're unattractive to me. Like, I literally was like, what is going on? So I
can't fire me. I quit.
Trying to change the conversation to talk about.
And then he nutted on my leg.
Anything other than me. And they,
like, come back here, you psycho. You nutted on my leg. Aw, he nutted on my leg. What happened? He nutted on my leg.
Attraction to me. And anything that I would say wasn't...
She was so tough with the first one. Come back here, you fucking piece of shit. You nutted on my leg. And she really starts running down in the summer sun. And she's like, ah, he nutted on my leg.
Registering in his head. So he kept saying, what? Like, any topic that I tried to bring up, I had to explain myself. He was like, what? What do you mean? Like, he was not, like, there was no substance there.
The cop shows up. He's like, ma'am, can you show me where he nutted on your leg? Where did he had nutted? Where had he nutted previously? Is there any nut still on the floor in the store? Clean up on aisle, whatever. Ma'am, is all the nut... They have to make him jerk off into a jar to match the nut. They have to go on Jerry Springer. You are not the nutter.
No conversations were flowing. I'm going to have to go on to a part three.
I got to go on to a part three. So for some reason, Alex Chu wanted to show us those videos. For some reason, Alex Chu needed us to see all that. I guess. Anyway, I'm out of here. There's a chance that I'll get some time one night to go live and fuck around. Don't count on it and don't wait up. You know, find something to do for your own self for this weekend, okay? Don't be worried about me. I have a prior engagement. It's none of your business. Hit the like button. Tell a friend. If anything happens, I don't want an email about it. I don't want any links. Just kidding. Feel free to send me any links. Be descriptive. Use the Discord, discord.gg/NLO. And I'll see you when I see you, okay? It's not a vacation. I'm doing some serious work for the National... Geologists, the National Gemstone Association of... Shut up.
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know.
money hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
The question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy. Patrick melting faces. Have you stacking an LO point? It's the low point, not the reason. The reason is fucking gold. Gonna make the taco pony party be a party of soul. To make you vandalize a van with a pedal sticker so bold. The family probably get arrested before they get down the road. Or stupid motherfuckers just got NL loaned. Other radio shows are...